Hello, gamers, and welcome to the Super Ultra Podcast Arcade, episode 94. I'm your host, Dominic Stallworth, and with me is my co-host, Daniel Nickerson. What's going on, man?
How's it going this week, Dominic?
Yeah, it's been going all right, man, but we had quite a few celeb deaths.
It's been a rough last 2 days.
Yeah, well, I guess still two. It's been...
Has it been longer?
Probably 3 days.
Oh, yeah, I guess it has, because that was Thursday when I found out about that stuff.
And then I don't know what day, well, another one that we didn't talk to about off the air. Oh, my God, I forgot her name, but you might know. Everybody Loves Raymond mom. What's her name?
Oh, shit. My wife told me about that. I can't remember her name off the top of my head.
But, yeah, her death, I heard, well, of course, we talk about China and... Prince that died, but her death,
Doris Roberts.
Yes, Doris Roberts. Yeah, I heard she died. I think she was like 90, right? Like 90 something or something like that, or high 80s. What was she?
I mean, she definitely seemed like she was. She was.
She lived a full life, I believe. I mean, I would say.
Yeah, she was born in 1925.
Yep, and do the math. Now, she was.
She was born before the Great War.
Yeah. God darn. Yeah, yeah.
She was 91.
Yeah, 91. Yeah. She's she lived a full life, and I enjoyed her.
Well, in, 90 because of her birthday, but.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed her in the few movies I saw her in. I believe she was in the Christmas one, the National Lampoon's Christmas. I think that's the first time I probably ever saw her. Not really knowing her, but then I saw Everybody Loves Raymond. I went back and watched National Lampoon's Christmas because it used to come on every year, and then I was like, "Oh, she was in this."
Yeah. I liked her in Grandma's Boy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She was in Grandma's Boy. Yeah, that's right. She will be missed. Also, China, of course, first woman intercontinental champion.
Only woman intercontinental champion?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, okay, because I haven't watched wrestling in years. I thought maybe another woman fought the
men. No, because I kept hearing people say it like that, too. And then I was like, I don't remember there being another woman, and I can't think of who it would have been. So I looked on Wikipedia,
and I went through the whole list of names. What was her name?
The lady that came back and started wrestling?
The old lady who came... what's her name? Like they, she was ticking her
Mae Young.
Yeah, took her teeth out or something. and said she's gonna gum you. Oh, she's gumming him. I was like, God, it's horrible. And that's when I started hating old people.
It's because you were afraid of them gumming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I didn't remember Doris Roberts doing much after, like, Everybody Loves Raymond and, like, Grandma's Boy, but I feel like I haven't seen her much recently, but all this stuff looks like it's, like, made-for-TV movies. Like, this one from 2009 has James Vanderbeek in it, so that's all I have to say about that.
That's so nice. That's a nice last name. I just remember her... I called the Amazon. She looked like an Amazon woman. And so I remember as a kid, people would say, oh, she's a man. It's like, she's really a man. I was like, oh, yeah, man. And I never...
We lived in a different time, Dominic.
But yeah, I was a fan of hers. I had known that, I mean, as wrestling. I liked her. And it was a good team they had with her and Triple H, you know, being with them. And, like, she's a strong, like, she can fight the men.
Definitely.
And so it seemed more realistic when, like, her doing something than, like, Stephanie might do something with somebody. But, where was she found?
I just saw that she was found in her apartment. I didn't read much into it. I don't know if they've announced cause of death or anything that.
Yeah, I didn't read too much
into it. But she's been having some troubles. Like, she's had it rough for quite a few years now. There's been some drug issues and alcohol issues, I think.
Yeah, that's sad.
You know, the porn and everything. She's just been kind of in a downward.
Don't blame the porn. Don't do that.
I'm sorry, Dominic. I know how much you love it. I don't want to talk bad about the porn in front of you.
And then with Prince, man, that was a big one. And that was the death of the week. And I was really shocked when I heard, like, somebody told me, like, he was looking at, like, sports, like, a lot of sports, and they said, so ESPN said, hey, you know, Prince died? I was thinking, like, they're talking about Prince Fielder or something, like, a person who's playing, like, right now, mm-hmm. where Prince. I was like, Prince Fielder died? I was like Prince, like, he's currently playing baseball right now. I was like, man, I just saw him. He was, like, playing with the Orioles. I was like, what the hell happened? It's like, no, Prince, the singer, oh, my God. He said he really did die, and now I still no cause of death. They said some days they still working on autopsy or story.
Michael Jackson's ghost killed him.
But yeah, I was shocked, and man, yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge Prince fan, but I definitely mm-hmm. enjoyed his music, and exactly. I enjoyed his performances when I used to see him on television.
To see his butt cheeks. you love seeing that.
I don't remember seeing that. So thank God. Yeah, I was like, oh man. I know my family members who are Prince fans, or like they like Prince, man. And like, yeah, it's, and he was only what, 57?
Yeah, something like that. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, darn, it's like, God, man. And I heard of something him now like a week ago or so. He made a plane forced landing because he felt sick. And they say he had, like, some flu-like symptoms. I mean, if that's true, I guess we'll find an autopsy. That has something to do with it, like, something else mm-hmm. drug-related. I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, it's pretty sad. And my thing about Prince, I mean, of course, his music comes first for me. And then, of course, all the comedy things that people done with him. You know, the Chappelle Show one, playing basketball. And SNL skit that they used to do. A lot. Oh, who was it who played him again?
Fred Armisen.
Yeah. And with Maya Rudolph playing as Beyonce, like called the Prince Show. Mm-hmm. And I remember, it was always jokes about, you know, Prince, like, short beard man or something like that. But he was a guy who was gay to community, too. I mean, he gave to the black community. I mean, the latest thing I remember is the Freddie Gray that happened here. He donated money and had a song, a concert before it.
Yeah.
So, he's a guy. Yeah, he stayed close to community.
Yeah, and I thought I saw that he gave money to Trayvon Martin's family, too, right?
Yeah. Oh, Trayvon Martin. If he did, I didn't know that. But that, that's cool, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he stayed. And then, like a player was talking, like, Carlos Boozer. He used to play basketball in NBA, and he said that Prince came and decorated his house. I was like, I just went over, like, he was a Boozer fan?
Everything was purple.
Oh, was he a Chicago fan? Or, because Carl Boozer was in Chicago, he was also on Utah. I don't know. I wonder when did he do it? And like he came and decorated his house. I said, I wouldn't know that he, like, put a symbol up there, like, somewhere.
He's like Zorro. He symboled him everywhere. Yeah.
It says it's been christened by Prince or something like that. it's been sanctified, just like that. But yeah, that does. And I wonder if it was purple. It had to be like a purple. It had to be purple thing, right?
At least purple accent. Somewhere.
Yeah, but yeah. Oh man,
splash of purple.
Yeah, it's been a pretty sad week. Also, there was someone else died. Big, unless you're a sports fan, and yeah, I'd be like a deep sports fan, because I didn't know this player, because he played before, really, like, when I was a baby. But he was a big Syracuse guy. He was a big Syracuse basketball player, and he died from cancer. Like, he's probably their biggest player. Oh man, let me fucking look up the name. Syracuse. But yeah, he was a great college player. He didn't do that well in the NFL, but he did. But he really made a big impact in college, and I know they were mourning him. Yeah, the player. His name was Pearl Washington, and he died from cancer. He had cancer.
Oh,
he was only 52. I believe he was a guard. And, like, I'd never seen him play. He played, like, in the 80s. So I was only born in 85. But, yeah, and he went to the NBA. I think he left a little early. But he didn't pan that well in the NBA. But I know they had a big tribute for him.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's, yeah. So that's somber news. But that's lighting some things up. Let's talk about what's been going on in the sport. Are you still doing wrestling or what?
Nah, I'm done.
You didn't watch Doug Raw? Did you watch Raw?
I watched a little bit of it. I kind of turned it on and then said, I'm bored of this, and turned it off.
I didn't hear the guy talk. Only thing they talked about, my job, I kept hearing him repeating, was how Samoa Joe won.
Yeah, he just randomly won the NXT title at a house show.
Yeah.
And now Finn's going around saying, I'll see you on Monday.
He's going to Raw, apparently. Is he going to Raw?
Supposedly.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, they got the Bullet Club guys there. Theoretically, it's going to be like the Balor Club, or they're going to call it something like that, and he's going to be like the leader of those guys. On Monday, they attacked Roman Reigns, and it kind of looked like it was for AJ Styles. So they can go with that. But I think it sounded like AJ Styles was like, oh no, I didn't want them to attack you or whatever. So I think it's going to end up being something. And I was saying this before Finn lost the title. You just go like, oh no, we weren't doing it for you. We were doing it for him. And then, you know, Finn comes out like, ah, everybody goes crazy. And then you just pretty much inject Finn right into the top, into the title picture. Cause like that's a guy that deserves to just be like at the top from Jump Street. Just bring him in and just make him a force, like make him unstoppable. Between him and the two guys from Bullet Club from Japan, you put those three together, you can just have them come in, and much like they did with the Shield, just have them instantly dominate. But we'll see what they do. Yeah, I mean, I'm still watching it from time to time, but I'm not focusing too much on it, and I'm not really going to have much to say about it.
Okay. So if you watch Supergirl then? Have you been catching up on it?
I have been. I've been spending all that time watching Supergirl. It's wonderful. It's a delightful show, Dominic.
Oh, Gotham. I really like the... Check out the Gotham.
Portrait.
Gotham with...
Now you're pushing it. Stop it.
Oh, Mr. Freeze.
No Gotham.
Yeah, see, Mr. Freeze, he got a suit now. Yeah.
Does he? How's it look?
It doesn't look horrible, but...
Okay.
Like the character, he actually doesn't look bad. I would be okay, but if it just did make sense that he exists now. That's the thing. Yeah.
He looks like Captain Cold.
Nah. Captain Cold doesn't... Like, Captain Cold just wears a hoodie, like a freaking L.O. Bean coat hoodie.
I mean, this suit doesn't look terrible on the show. These set photos look awful. But, you know, that's because lighting isn't properly done.
Like I said, on the show, it doesn't look that bad.
Wait, see the set photos look different from the other. Does his suit just look like a science research suit, or is it like super villainy?
Kind of, I mean, super villainy. Like they just showed it the last episode for a few.
Okay.
Probably like a minute.
But has he been in a different suit before?
Yes.
Okay. See, I think that one looks fine. The super villainy one looks kind of meh. I actually just like the regular, like, science-y suit better. Looks more fitting. Is that a screenshot from it? Yeah, I don't know.
Alright, so... In the wild world of sports, see what we got here. Let's start with some football news. We got some football news. Big news for my team, the Redskins. We're making headlines.
They're going to lose again this season.
They have now, you know, Josh Norman, cornerback for the Panthers. He had that scuffle with Odell Beckham and all that stuff. Yeah. He is on the Redskins now because the Panthers, they couldn't come up a deal with him. They put a franchise tag on him. and they were trying to still make a deal with him to for long term, but nothing that he would like. So they just rescinded the franchise tag and let him go to free market. And apparently, one of the teams that they said mentioned, like you talking with the Redskins and the Saints, and Saints came in later, but they didn't have enough time to reconstruct Breeze's contract until he just agreed with the Redskins for a 5-year deal, $75 million, $50 million guaranteed. So he got the big money, and I am surprised that this happened. I did not see this coming. Like, this happened fast, too. This wasn't really, like, once they released him, think, like, within hours, no, like, a day or less than a day or so, he was with the Redskins. I didn't even know he was even released, because I didn't pay attention to news, sporting news of, like, most of the week. And NFL news, I didn't really even, I've been hearing little things, but nothing really big. And this is, oh man, this is great. I mean, now we got a cornerback in Breeland who's been coming along, doing better. So we, oh man, this could be, oh, it makes me want football back so bad. I mean, this guy was great. I mean, he was the probably the best corner of last year. I hope it just stays. I hope he stays good. I'm really looking forward to this.
I can't wait for football to come back so you can see how much wasted money the Redskins spent.
Yeah, we'll see, but I'm looking forward to it. I mean, these are the moves that we needed. You know, let's work on this defense. I'd rather for that. And now we need to do defensive lineman. We need to get some pressure on that quarterback. That's what we really need. Now, so we got somebody to cover, which is great, and a great cover. And now he's going to see Odell Beckham twice a year. So that's a good story for NFL. Well, maybe that's what they were trying to do here. Mm-hmm. This could be what they were trying to do. But as long as he didn't go to Cowboys, gosh. any other NFL news? I don't know. Yeah, that's the biggest news that's happened recently. Other news, what we got here. Baseball, my O's have lost their last game, but they're 11-5. That's a good record. Or they're 10-5, I forget. I think they're 10-5. Let me see. But yeah, they just lost their first game against the Royals. Unfortunately, and they give up ones too early. They always give up ones early, but they hold it off. They held it off to just 4 runs through the whole game. Like, our offense just was clicking this game. We only got 2 runs. We lost 4-2. And the pitching, get these chances for these low-scoring games. We got to take advantage of them. And I think I just lost Daniel.
And now I'm back now.
Oh, okay.
He did lose me, but now I'm back.
Yeah, that was weird. I'm trying to get to the goddamn 10-5. Yes, they're 10-5. KC is 11-5. But Machado was like the top batter in the league. He had the highest batting average as of before this game. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is after. Also, who else was up there? Trumbo was up there, the top 5. And I believe Davis was up there in runs. He was like in the top 5 in runs, which I was like, I guess because Trumbo probably batted him in. That's why. Machado right now he dropped to 3rd after yesterday's game. So he must have didn't do that well. I don't know if he got a hit in that game. Mm-hmm. Right now, Murphy's number 1 again. He was number 1 before. Now, Daniel Murphy is, I think it's Daniel Murphy. Daniel Murphy's on the Nationals. Like, he's been, like, kicking butt. I mean, of course, Bryce Harper has been, too. Seems like every time I see a game, he hit a home run. That's Bryce Harper's, like, he's fighting for that MVP again, but that pickup of Daniel Murphy to the Nats, man, that's helped them offense out also. So, like, Nationals offense, like, remember the last 2 years, I've been talking about baseball, has it been 2 years I've been talking about baseball before this? Or 1 year? I don't know. But it's probably 2 years. It's probably 2 seasons, yeah. Because I think I came when we started a podcast. It was during baseball was still going on. Yeah, because, yeah, it's been 2 years.
Yeah, since we started like June.
The Nationals offense haven't been, not that great. Like, there's always low scoring games. Their pitcher always kept them in there. But now their offense has been on fire lately, making me jealous. Nationals, what's their record? Their record is 12-4. So maybe right there with them record wise. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. I want us to take these next two games against Kansas City, because now I hate Kansas City. Because they won a real series. Then they beat us in the in the ALCS 2 years ago. I really have no reason to hate them, but I will.
That's a good enough reason to hate them. Yeah, they're our rivals now.
All right. Anything else going on in baseball? No, nothing much. I think that's it. And then, of course, the basketball playoffs are going on. Shit's happening. Whatever.
Sounds so excited.
Oh, but the Wizards, we got a new coach. I don't remember his name. Well, I never really knew. I mean, I heard a name, but I really cared to remember. But, I mean, he was the ex-coach of Kevin Durant. He was on OKC last year until he got fired. And now we picked him up. Some people are saying, like, oh, it's going to make Durant come back. And I'm like, why would it? I mean, he didn't really, like, when the coach got fired, he wasn't really like, oh, man, no, they shouldn't have fired him, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So Durant's not coming here. He's not coming. That's why I gave him an NBA. I don't care anymore. I know Wizards is never going to win in my lifetime, so whatever. And any other news, NBA? Yeah, that's the only news that I care about, personally. I thought something else happened. Like, just news, like, movement-wise. I guess that's it. Well, in NHL news, my Caps were kicking butt.
We
were up 3-0.
Uh-huh.
Just ready to finish it off.
Uh-huh.
Then we lost, like, the last two games, and now I'm scared. Now I am scared. This is a must-win game now. This game 6. Because I'm scared. If we lose, we're going to lose. Game 7 is just going to be hell in D.C.
Uh-huh. No, they're used to it at this point. Or at least I would hope they are. I mean, my God. This is every year.
The last time when they blew it, they were up 3-1. There was a 3-0. But this team, Philadelphia, has done this before. They've beaten a team like 6 years ago, I think it was. I think it was 2010 that they beat Boston. They were down 3-0 and came back and won.
That was a different team, Dominic. That was a good team.
Yeah, it was a different team, but God damn it. This is ridiculous. Like, come on, Cap. They got to win this game. And I think they play tomorrow. I don't think it's tonight. But, yeah, man. People. This is supposed to be our time.
No, it's not. You can keep telling yourself that, but it's not actually true. It's just not a thing, Dominic.
That's it in sports. I can't think of anything. I think. Oh, yeah, Maryland. I believe. Someone told me that Trumbull, Kadama Stone did. He went to the NBA. He's going into the NBA. He's going into the draft. And then I heard our other top player, Trumbull, is going to enter the draft also. Let me see. I think he said that. But, yep. Now I don't know what to look for next year. Like, what's going to happen?
Only bad things, Dominic. Only bad things.
Yeah. I don't see it right now, but I'm just going to say that news. If I'm wrong, whatever, because nobody writes in and correct me.
You can send corrections to Dominic at Dino Mans on Twitter.
Yeah, I still see the news. I still see is like, oh, if he do leaves for the NBA, like, I don't see anything that says he committed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whatever. All right, so I guess we're getting to what we've been watching.
All right. You want me to kick it off here?
Yeah, you kick it off.
So, last week, Netflix released season 2 of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Me and my wife spent all of Sunday watching all of it. At some point, I fell asleep during it. And I honestly don't remember pretty much anything that actually happened during it. So, all in all,
so you wasted my time by just saying that statement. It's like, why? I don't know if I can do that with that show. That's not a show I can watch. Like, dramas, I can do that with them.
It was not the right way to watch this show, Dom. I can tell you that much.
I mean, watching, like, freaking, what's that show? Big Bang Theory. I did that one time because TBS plays it all the time. And I was like, why am I doing this?
See, but that's the thing. Like, Big Bang Theory on TBS, like, I would do that, but I would be doing other things, like, that would be just background noise, like.
Oh yeah, trying to actually kind of sitcom, sitcoms like that.
Yeah, it's different. Trying to actually watch this though, like that, it was not a great experience. The stuff that I remember from the early, like the beginning of the season, was really funny. I mean, this show is great.
I watched like 3 seconds, and then I was like, you know what? No, I want to be someplace where I can really focus and watch this.
Mm.
I don't want to have it while I'm doing something on the computer. Kimmy Schmidt. Yeah. Because I like that show.
Yeah, I'm going to end up going back and rewatching it just because
I watch it for the first time because you fell asleep.
Exactly. I mean, I must have missed at least 2 or 3 episodes at the very least. But it sucks that that's kind of the way we did it. And I didn't absorb any of it at all.
You know what? I have a question. Why is she why is she a Christian? Because she got Pastor Chom. I mean, the guy who put her in the bunker thing. Is she a Jew?
I'm confused. What do you mean?
Kimmy Schmidt. Because Schmidt. Schmidt.
I don't know. That's a good question. These are the hard-hitting questions that you need to ask, Dominic. Yeah, so I watched that, and then I got back into watching 11/22/63 finally.
Oh, so, damn, I forgot you didn't. Did I ever tell you I finished watching it?
No.
Oh, I did? Kinda, oh, yeah.
We just kind of finished. We just never talked about it again after a while.
Yeah, I did finish watching. I was supposed to mention that last week, actually. Because I finished 2 weeks ago when we had the you went off to Seattle.
Yeah. I don't know that I finished it. I fell asleep during, I think, the second to last episode. So I agree. Like, instantly watching that one that I remember you talking about where you were like, all right, he's got to kill his buddy.
Yeah.
I was watching that episode. I was like, yeah, that guy is. He's fucking everything up. But yeah, it's not just like the previous episode where he's like, oh, I messed up, I'm sorry. Like,
no, I know. Now he's just being an ass about it, too.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're just trying to screw all this shit up. And I like the way he dealt with that. Like, I kind of saw that coming a little bit when he did that. But then, like, later in the season when he goes back to get him,
and he been in the Bahamas.
I mean, is that what did they?
He had a scar on his head.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I know they definitely at least were like.
I mean, they never said they did it, but it's implied because he had a scar on his head. I think
they were at least electroshocking him and kind of doing that.
Well, that. I mean, I think in the Bahamas you can't move at all. I don't think you can really talk or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that.
But he had a scar on his head, so I don't know what that. Because I could thought Lobami, that's what he scraped the scar from. But then again, go ahead.
It depends on how they do the lobotomy. Like, if it's done quote unquote properly, like they're only removing a section of the brain. So I mean, you would still theoretically have like your motor functions and everything, but you just wouldn't be able to.
Not in the Jack Nicholson movie.
Which one was that?
The one where the Indian threw the water fountain and out the window and ran out. What's that shit called? Oh my god, I can't remember the title of it. It's a famous movie.
Oh, One Flew Over the
Cuckoo's Nest. He just I've was never brain seen dead. That movie.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that was getting crazy. Then the whole situation with him getting the head trauma. And then I saw up to the point where it was the day of, and then he was being arrested. So I don't know where that ended up actually going. That's when I fell asleep. But man, that show is definitely still going some places. And I feel like during that episode, like the day of episode, there were still like two episodes left in the season, or at least one.
Well, it was one episode.
Okay. And I was like, what the fuck are they going to do for another whole like hour? But I'm sure they got something worked out.
Oh, you still haven't watched that one yet?
I still haven't watched that one, no. I still need to go back and watch half of the episode of the day of and the last one. But how did you end up enjoying that overall?
Yes, I liked it. I liked it overall. The ending, it was all right. It was no serious problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really major that I felt something should happen differently. I think I was okay with it.
Okay.
It's a little sad, but I didn't end up not being sad.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I really do like that show. I think it's really well done. James Franco is not as distracting as I thought he was going to be at the beginning of the season. I think he does a good job. The only thing that is super weird to me is Lee Harvey Oswald's accent all the time.
Yeah.
Anytime he talks, and I guess I understand, because he's got like a slight Russian twang or something.
Yeah, it's weird. It is weird. I guess he's been in Russia so long that it's like his Southern accent is mixing with his Russian accent.
Yeah, I guess that's what it's supposed to be. Like he's a U.S. citizen, right?
Like, yeah, exactly. I was like, how he just pick up that? Like, how long he been in Russia that he had to pick up a weird accent like that?
Yeah, he's like Madonna. He goes over there and just picks it up instantly. Yeah. But it's a really weird, just the way he talks is really weird. But yeah, I really enjoy that show. I like all the characters, you know, the main characters. Yeah. I like his girlfriend and the principal guy.
Yeah, well, I like him because I liked him in Justified. He was
he was in Justified.
Yeah, he was his the main character's boss.
Oh, okay. Man, I need to go back and watch Justified. At least check it out a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he's good. He's good.
I know that's never going to happen. I'm not going to lie to you, Dominic. That's not going to happen. Other than those two, I turned on The Simpsons just to see what was going on with The Simpsons nowadays.
I've been watching them. I just don't talk about them.
Have you?
Yeah.
The only one, because I kind of just put it on to go to sleep to this morning, like to go take a nap after Dog woke me up. And the only one I really remember, because I was like up for it, was Apu and the Quickie Mart turning into the Quick and Fresh Mart or something like that. Where his like nephew.
Oh, I did. You know what? I had that on, but I was playing a game at the same time on a PC.
Yeah.
So I wasn't.
You weren't paying attention.
I don't pay attention really much anything, but I do remember the nephew taking over.
Yeah,
I never went back to watch the episode though. Was that good?
And not particularly.
Okay, then I don't care.
I wasn't too blown away by it.
None of them. I mean, I just watch them, and then I'm like,
they're so easily forgettable.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Family Guy better than them, even though I don't remember much of them. But at least I remember I was laughing.
Yeah,
at some at points.
I mean, I think that's kind of why I just stopped watching The Simpsons. Was like. At a certain Bob's point, Burgers, I realized.
And now that one, if you go back watch those, they're still good. Bob's Burgers right now is the best animated show on national television to me.
Okay,
it's far better than what's on anything anybody else is putting out.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
yeah, it's still been a while since I've seen Bob's Burgers. Even I think not too long ago, I went back and started watching like one or two episodes from the new season. But it just didn't like catch me enough to keep watching it. But I definitely like Bob's Burgers better than
what I've seen of the Simpsons. About Bob's Burgers is that the dialogue, how they talk, almost somewhat how normal people talk in a way, as in like they talk over one another, like there's somebody talking And then he talk, and it's funny that way how that happens. Yeah.
And you like talking about butts all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah, Tina, yeah. I mean, all of them is good. They're all good.
Yeah, I like all of them as characters too. Yeah. I think.
And they're not characters like what's his friend name who sits at the table across from him? Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy. Because they met a guy who went the toilet episode. Have you seen that one?
I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, this is probably season 3 or 4. They found Sheen, his sisters, found this nice toilet. And I talked. Mm-hmm. It talks and everything. And they.
Oh, was that the one where it was like in the woods
or
something?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I like what it said. His name is. The guy said, my name is something who was looking for a toilet, Flush. They're like, oh, that's funny. His name is Bob's Burgers. He's like, no, it's not. He's like, what? Yeah, it's Bob's Burgers. Yeah, I remember that. He's like, no, my name is not Bob's Burgers. Like, you think my name is Bob's? He's like, what am I thinking here? I'm the sign. He's in the sign. And then I had to remember, like, what is his last name? And I was like, oh, yeah, it's Belcher. So, yeah, it's like,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like, oh, yeah, Bob's Burger. Oh, no, it's not. Yeah.
He's like, his name's Bob's Burger. He's like, no, it's not. It's like, what, you think my name's Donald's Burger? And yeah, Teddy is, he is hilarious. Yeah. And he don't like change either. It's like, what's going on? He say like, why do you write like something on the board? Like you always write to say on the board. So, oh, no, I'll take a break. Yeah. Say, I don't like this. Yeah. Yeah, Teddy is hilarious. Yeah, that's a good show. As far as national TV, I think that's the best animated comedy. Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, yeah, you're talking. Go ahead. Now, what else you watching?
Yeah, That's pretty much been it this week. I have on here the Rita Repulsa picture. Have you seen that yet?
No.
For the new Power Rangers movie?
Yeah, tell you about that.
Elizabeth Banks is playing Rita Repulsa in the new Power Rangers movie. And, man, she does not look anything like, it's not even a nod to the old Rita Repulsa character, like as someone who grew up with that.
Oh, so they actually using like names of old characters too? Then that needs to make a new.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know if they're gonna do like, oh, this is Tommy and this is, you know, whatever their names are. But like as far as like the villains go, yeah, they're using her at least. The costume is very green and gold, which.
I never knew her last name. I just knew Rita.
Just Rita.
Yeah.
She's just Rita. Yeah, like well, there's been a lot of speculation that she's gonna be like she's gonna be tied in some way
this
to
is
the Green
Tantris
Ranger
for Thor.
Yeah, exactly. It just
you know what, they would have said that like she's a Tantris for Thor. So okay.
Yeah, well,
even though
I didn't
she'd be a little cleaner because it looks a little dirty right here. But I'm seeing. Maybe that's. Is that going to be her skin, or maybe she was fighting? I don't know.
I think there's like different, like she has like fins or something almost. Like she has a texture to her skin. I don't think it's that she's dirty.
She is dirty.
But
she's a dirty
like
girl.
For me, like looking at that, she looks more like Goldar than she actually does like Rita Repulsa. Like they could have at least given her
Goldar,
like the
oh
cones in her hair or something.
I remember these
mean?
Things now. That
Uh-huh. Bringing it back, Dominic. Bringing it back.
And I really don't care about this movie.
I don't either.
I
mean,
honestly,
but
why are they doing
this? I
want to
see it for some reason. Nostalgia
is this
is
going to be in the movie theaters, right?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with this.
I think it comes out next year or is it this year?
I'm predicting 32 mil the first weekend.
Yeah, it comes out next year. I mean, I'm
like when next
kinda,
year?
Yeah, they already got the kids. March 1st. Oh, wait. That's March 1st, 2016. It doesn't... Okay. March 24th, 2017.
Okay.
Yeah. So by this time next year, we'll already have known, Dominic. Already have known.
That's going to be a lot.
I don't know.
That.
They got a picture of the kids that are going to
be
playing
the
Power
Rangers.
Because
Trump's going to be president
here.
And shit's going to start happen.
That's true. Ooh, they have a picture of Well, they have some concept art of what the Megazord's going to look like, and I don't think that looks very good.
Or Rocky De La Puerta, whatever. Remember a truck that was parked in my Walmart parking lot on this bus? It's like Rocky 2016. I was like, who the hell is Rocky? I finally looked on the line. I don't see a picture of him. I was looking on my phone, so I didn't see a picture of the person. But he said, I thought he was running for like maybe a Congress or something. I was like, but it says the president. I was like, what? I said, I don't even know. I didn't even heard this. I guess he's a third party, I guess. One of those small third parties.
Democratic nominee.
For president?
Uh-huh.
I'd never heard of him.
That's because Bernie Sanders is alive, Dominic. You got two candidates that you have to care about.
I was about to say.
Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton.
It's like, he was parked in the Walmart parking lot. I was like, well, they're going to, what's he doing over here?
Yeah. You got to go to Target to find the Democrats.
I should have knocked on the door and said, hey, what you doing?
He wanted cheap goods at low prices. God, Dominic, come on. He's barking up the wrong tree if he's looking for Democrats at Walmart, Dominic. That's not actually true.
I was about to say. But they just don't know him. They were all for Hillary Clinton. I mean, not me, but I mean, blacks in general.
Exactly. Dominic, you got to get out there on Tuesday and get your vote in.
I didn't switch. I'm still independent.
Ah, you fucked everything up, Dominic. Who are your candidates in the independent
party? I don't know. I thought it was going to be Rocky, but apparently he's a Democrat.
You thought you got your answer from a bus in the Walmart parking lot. Oh, good. Now I know which bubble to fill in. All right. So what have you been watching this week, Dominic?
All right. So I watched The Flash. The Flash was all right. Vob, Cisco, you know, he started using his powers better, and he opened a portal. And Flash is gotten a lot faster with using this device. Like, he goes really fast. He's faster than Zoom now, so they were trying to
So he's using steroids.
Yeah. And so they opened a portal up to get Zoom, and that's that. I'm not going to spoil anything. I mean, okay. But yeah, it was decent. But then the ending, it's pretty dumbish. Okay, spoiler alert. I mean, like, when Zoom, he has captured Wally, and they had to do, so Zoom said, I'll get back Wally if you give me, I need your speed. So Flash agreed. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, Zoom comes back from the portal. He gives them Wally, and then it's like, Wally, come on, run. It's like, they're telling Wally, say, come on, just get Wally out of here. There's, everybody else is still there. So I was thinking, like, okay, now I can beat him up. Because he gave you back Wally.
Yeah.
No. They gave him his speed. I was like, what are you doing? It's like, he gave back.
Dominic, a true hero follows through on his promises.
So I was thinking, like, oh, he's about to trick him with something. He's going to hurt him. No. There's no trick. He gave him his power. And Zoom was about to kill him. And then Caitlin was all like, don't kill him if you have so anything between us, because she liked him before she realized that they didn't know he was Zoom. Jake Eric was Zoom. And then he's like, you felt anything for when we were together, you won't kill him. So he didn't. But then he stole Caitlyn, and that's how it ended. I'm like, what the fuck?
This all could have been avoided.
I was like, once he gave Wild, he's like, all right. He gave up the one thing he had to get his speed. They should have made it so that he has something on him saying, only I can get it off or whatever. I don't know if you give me the speed. Mm-hmm. That was so dumb. But other than that, it was an all right episode. The whole episode, it was pretty good. Because, like, how Flash was just so much faster than him. And faster than him. Like, every time Zoom would get close to him, he would just speed up. And the reason why Zoom got away is because he phased through and he just lost him. I mean, Zoom ran, but, you know, it doesn't matter how fast you are. If you don't know where he is, you don't know where he is.
Yeah, exactly.
But, Flash let his guard down. Let his guard down and he got away. But Yeah, it was alright episode overall. It wasn't. It was okay. Just that part just was horrible. I didn't watch Arrow. Actually, I don't think there was a new Arrow. So, but I didn't watch it. And there was a new Legends of Tomorrow. I watched the previous one because I didn't never finish watching it. This one had Jonah Hex in it, and yeah, they were in the Wild West, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Yeah, I actually enjoyed this episode. It was a lot better than what they had previously been putting out. Now it seems like things gonna get serious because now they got an assassin coming after them. But this assassin, apparently, she's like, there's like, we can handle, like, the guy was like, whatever, we can handle her because, like, all the things they did. But it's like, yeah, problem is, she realizes that. That's why she's going after their younger selves. And the episode ended with her, like, behind a kid and shooting her gun. It looks like that was Heat Wave. So I'm wondering, is he going to die or something? I don't know.
Huh.
So I was like, oh, man, that's dark. It's like yeah. That's a smart way of doing it. It's dark. What else have I watched? I watched, the Carmichael Show. That is a sitcom, and actually a real live studio audience sitcom, which is rare these days.
Oh, wow. And yeah.
That's on NBC. It's on its second season, apparently. I noticed because I watched it on Bill Maher. He came on talking about his show. It's like, oh, you got a show. And David Alan Greer plays his father. He's a he's a comedian on the lead. And his mother is famous, too. I just don't remember her name. She's been in a lot of movies and TV shows. Now, his girlfriend, I don't recognize, but she's good. She's hot. And his brother I don't recognize either, but he's pretty funny. And so is his ex-wife, apparently. And, like, those are the regular cast members. And it's funny. It's actually pretty damn funny. And it's real to me. A little real. Because they deal with current issues. And they go that route that I think Blackish goes, but keeps it safe at the same time. Because they know their audience. They still try to stay with the Modern Family, and what was the other one? Off the Boat, Rock the Boat,
Fresh Off the Boat.
That's Fresh Off the Boat audience. Yeah. Like, they don't go like Blackish, which I do like, but it doesn't go that. It goes on the edge, to the edge, maybe a little away from the edge. But it kind of goes there. Sometimes it does get there. But this...
Yeah, like they had that one episode with all, like, the riots and stuff.
This, it goes it. It deals with it as best, as probably as far as you can go in a nationally televised show. Like, then they talk about all the different opinions on different topics. Like, the one I've watched, I think I watched the first few episodes. I'm trying to think, But I also watched one of the newer ones, too, because it's on Hulu, and I wanted to watch another one.
Mm-hmm.
And
they,
it was gentrification one, basically.
Uh-huh.
And there was one about, it was also about, like, Black Lives Matter. Somebody got shot with a gun. And it's comedy. It's funny as hell. But they also talk about some real shit, too. It's like, it's really not, like, oh, you learn a lesson. Not really, but, like, nothing gets solved or anything, like, you know. But it does put out these different opinions in a funny way. And, like, no, like, it's not like they all agree on the same thing either, like, each of them. Because, and plus, like, him, like, he was an episode, he was trying to get his father to eat right. Say, because, you know, you're poor, you know, you always eat these foods. Like, come on, I was always drinking Kool-Aid or something like that. I was older. And...
Yeah,
like, you know, you got to eat right, because his father's, like, he's, been, I think he had a triple bypass before, and he's, like, he's still not eating right. So, what are you doing? You got to eat these whole foods and stuff. So, I ain't eating this food. It's like, oh, God, it's horrible. Something like that. And the father was basically arguing about how, like, he was arguing, like, how you being selfish. Like, we wanted you to live, you to eat better. He said, yeah, but I'm not happy. He said, I'm not happy if I do. It was a good argument. It's like, why should I live? Okay, I'll die, but at least I die doing what I like instead of just suffering through. I mean, you know, it's up to you.
I can live longer, but yeah. not be happy. Any
yeah,
day
but then yeah. he, but then the son said that I don't want you to die because I still like basically he still need him. But then and then the father kind of used that against him. Say, I mean, he saw how he felt and he said, "Yeah, I'll do it because it looked like you can't live without me. It seemed like you're gonna fall apart." He said, "No, I said no, I didn't say that." but yeah, David Aguirre is funny. He's funny. and even like Black Lives Matter. The guy was, because he was arguing about, because his girlfriend said, "Oh, I'm going to go protest. I'm going to do something." And then he was like, "No, okay, the girl, she's light skinned. She's real light. They always joke how, like, she's really light and, like, she's not, like, black or something. But, because I want to protest and do something." And he was saying, like, how, man, these protests don't do nothing. They say, look, all this stuff's been happening before and the protests don't do anything. And, then, like, his father, he was talking to his father about it and, he was like, because he mentioned something happened to him. He said, "So matter, it's like it's still gonna do the same thing." It's like I got, like I went to a coffee shop and something came out and the police put me down because they got the wrong person and they realized I just fit the description. And the father was like, "Look, what were you wearing?" He said, "A hoodie." Say, "There you go. See, you see, you should everywhere." They said, "How were you walking?" He said, "Well, no, why he walks." Say, "Look at that. That's threatening. See, that's why you're doing it." Like he said, "Look at like watch." The father's like he was saying he was blaming him, saying he shouldn't have been that way. Like he said, "Why you racial profiling me? It's, I shouldn't have to do that." And then the girl, I remember when the girl she got locked up, like the mother went with her too to protest. His mother went with her, and the mother came back, and then the girl she was she got locked up, and he had to go get her, and the way she got locked up, his mother said, "You sure wear wedges?" She told her, like, she need to get some shoes, wear right shoes, because just in case something happened. So, oh, that's okay, I got wedges. It's like, I got wedges, like the heels. It's like the heel wedges. And like, say, see, she said, "So, girl, should we wear no wedges in the protest?" And then she was all happy, though. It's like, "Yeah, I did it. I was there. I protest," stuff like that. Then he was talking to her, like so look, and say, "I'm not mad, just that, like, you don't realize what we have to deal with this day. It's just feel like, every day, every other day something like this happens. It's something that I have to deal with." And it's like, it just felt, say, it's not, I'm not mad you want to say, I just felt bad because it felt close to home or something like that. And it hurt. And then she was like, "You didn't realize I'm black, right?" He's like, "Do you realize I'm black?" Yeah, that was funny. Because he's talking like she don't know, like she's still black. But it's a good show. I really enjoy it. It
looks like the season finale is going to be Donald Trump themed.
Oh, that's cool. They had a Bill Cosby episode apparently too.
Did they? Oh, yeah. It looks like the first season was only 6 episodes, and it actually looks like the first season, like you're saying, is kind of almost themed because it's like the second episode is called Protest, the third episode is called Kale, the fourth episode is called Gender, fifth episode is called Prayer, sixth episode is called Guns. So it seems like they, you know, kind of have themes to each episode. Also, he's going to be co-starring in Transformers 5 with Mark Wahlberg. So we found T.J. Miller's replacement.
Why hopefully did they he doesn't kill go out him? The same way God as T.J. Miller. Damn. That was, like, so pointless. It was so pointless of killing him.
We needed a 5-minute shot of his dead body. That was the worst part of it, is just how long Michael Bay lingered
like
on it.
It's like, supposed to feel something? I mean, all I felt was like, what's the point of you killing him off? Like, I don't feel like, oh, yes, get revenge. I felt like, this is stupid. It's like, there's already a stupid movie. I at least want to have some comic relief. Oh, you took it away. Oh, yeah. Thank you. It's like, thank you. Now it's just the comic of this horrible movie. I have to deal with.
No, it's the comic relief of this guy who carries around a card so he can date younger girls.
That's so dumb. And Transformers 4, I really...
A girl's boyfriend.
I really just... at least 3 and 2, they weren't good movies, but I found something in them to enjoy. I couldn't find anything in this one to really... I can just sit down and enjoy it. It's a Transformers 5. Fuck, man. All right. What else have I watched? I have watched Better Call Saul season finale. That was great. The Americans have started. Well, it been started weeks ago, but I watched the first two episodes of the season, and they're pretty good. And, like, you know, their daughter knows. I told you, like, last season, their daughter knows who they are. And
yeah.
She's been talking to a priest about them. They speak to you confidential, but they, hey, they're smart. They bugged that priest's office to see if their daughter talked to him about, and they realized she already did talk to him.
Yeah.
And now they're just kind of discussing what should it do. Not the priest. I'm sorry. He's not a priest. He's a pastor or minister or something like that. I say kill him. You gotta kill him. I mean, what the hell? This man knows who you are. I mean, you can't convince
him. You gotta kill him, and you gotta kill her.
Yeah, yeah, kill the door.
End it all.
Say, how dare you? Yeah, Daredevil. I did finish. I got about 3 more minutes to watch of it. It's apparently, I don't know why I stopped, because I think my lunch was over, so I was like, oh, I gotta finish watching. I just never went back and watched it, and so I haven't seen the part where my dad told us, so you saw when he told her, say, oh damn, you're not 3 minutes. He told him, so I was wondering, like, he's still didn't tell that girl who he is. So this man is horrible.
That's amazing.
It's horrible.
That's amazing. Did you see the part with the urn, at least?
No.
Okay,
you didn't see that either. They left the grave.
You still got more to see then, Dominic.
Of Elektra. They left the grave of Elektra. And,
you still got some stuff to watch.
I was wondering, like, I don't think anybody's around. Why are they using their walking sticks? They just walk past. They don't need to fake it.
They don't need to fake it.
There's a lot of graves. There's a lot of graves in that one. I'm used to seeing these fucked up ones in the city where, like, they didn't even freaking cut the grass. Yeah, I think that's it. Did I ever watch anything else on Hulu? Oh, Extreme Ghostbusters. I'm watching that. The cartoon from the late 90s. Or early 2000s. I forget what it is. I think it's late 90s. Actually, no. Or yes. I don't know. I don't know. What was the old cartoon I watched? I think I watched one episode of Felix the Cat. I think that was I was curious about it. Only thing I've seen of Felix the Cat was that made-for-TV movie that came on Disney Channel. I remember that. And this one. I said, oh, yeah, I forgot. He had that magic bag. Then I watched, I'm trying to think of the other old cartoon I watched. I think that was that it? I thought it was something else I watched. I think that is it. Yeah. So I guess we finally get into the gaming news.
I'm going to cut you off real quick with gaming stuff, Dominic. Have you heard about what's going on in MMA with Conor McGregor?
But I heard he said that he wasn't retiring. I thought he tweeted that out.
I don't know what's going on. There's like so much back and forth right now. Like him not being on the card anymore, UFC 200, because he doesn't want to do promotion. And there was some speculation out there that he could be going to the WWE, which would just be hilarious.
Get you back watching? I mean, like talking about it.
What's that? I mean, I don't know if it'll get me back talking about it, but I would definitely be watching for the first couple of weeks, that's for sure. Because, I mean, he's an amazing character. Like, that dude can talk his ass off. Like, even if you brought him in, it's just like, he's the new authority figure. Conor McGregor wearing a fucking suit and talking for 20 minutes. That's a good show.
That's pretty good.
That's interesting that just like much respect to Conor McGregor. Like he knows why he's there. Like he's there to get fucking paid. And you know, if they don't want to give him the money that he wants or don't want to treat him the way he wants to be treated, like much respect to him to be like, well, I got my money. I wanted to fight that dude and you're not going to let me. So fuck you guys. Because really, I mean, I don't know about like real UFC fans, but I do want to see Conor McGregor fight Nate Diaz again just to see if you know, if he gets his ass beat again, or if it's like, I trained my ass off, you know, last time I like kind of quick shotted this just to fill in because they didn't have a match. I went two weights up. But like this time it's like, I'm preparing for this shit. I want to see if he can actually pull it off and beat that dude. Anyway. All right. Video games, Dominic. Video games. So I played some more Don't Starve this week. The regular solo version. I was looking at a guide a little bit, just kind of to look at it and see, like, what should I be doing my first few days to prepare myself to better deal with the stuff that comes up. Because eventually, like, if you survive enough days and you've set up a nice little camp and you've got your stuff going, like, they'll just have dogs randomly come and attack you. And if you haven't built like a weapon, like a spear or something, you have a hard time surviving them. I also learned that the pig villages, like there's these pig men that go around, you can have them actually help you out. And if you like give them food, they'll help you and they'll chop down trees with you and they'll fight the dogs off with you and stuff like that. Which I know they didn't attack me, but I didn't know you could necessarily befriend them. I just kind of used them as like, oh, if something's chasing me, I'll let it follow me into the pig village, and then either it'll kill the pigs and I can get whatever resources from the pig bodies, or the pigs will kill them and, you know, I'll be safe. So one of the things I saw recommended was to group in with them, and that was helping me out for a while, but I think my best play, it was like 5 days, because the lands are just so expansive. Like, you really can't get away with just setting up a base camp somewhere and kind of going within like where you can go between the time that the sun comes up and the sun goes down. You have to like explore like every inch of the world so you can find the different resources. Because the resources aren't going to come to you. Like, you need to get buffalo poop to
what?
To create like a garden.
Oh, okay.
So you can grow vegetables. But they're kind of like, I've only had one game where I've actually ran into them before dying. So it's kind of difficult. Like, you can find all the basic stuff for the most part. You can find trees and rocks and even gold to build like the science machine to get further into it, but to get stuff like that, or it's just, there's so many different like kind of regions to the world, and all the worlds are randomly generated. So like sometimes you might just get rolled into a world where it's like, oh, there's beefalo right here, and then there's a pig village, and there's rocks. Turn on light on. And then and it's just like everything's right there, but there's still like the weird exotic stuff that I haven't even seen. Like, I don't know, like some kind of monster meat or like monster bones or something that you need. And it's just like trying to figure out how best to explore this world while also not getting killed, but also gathering enough resources to keep your health and sanity and everything up. Like, it's just so many systems to manage. And I did have fun when I was playing it last weekend, but I'm still just to the point where I kind of want to just put it on like a I can't die code and explore the world and see all the stuff that I feel like I'm never really going to see otherwise. In addition to that, I played some of the Final Fantasy 15 demo that you were telling me to try out.
Just finish the goddamn thing.
I was probably like right there too.
Did you get to when you grew up?
I got to the point where I turned into a buffalo or some shit.
You gotta get to that part, because that's this stuff I'm finding out. This ain't gonna be in the game.
I would hope not. I mean,
you gotta get to the part where you're actually adult. Yeah,
like it's a tech demo.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it is.
Literally, like it's like, oh, step on this button and you can see how we have weather effects, and step on this button and you can, like, that stuff just was not interesting to me. I actually did like the combat though. I thought that was actually all right for an RPG. Like, I wouldn't want that in an action game, but as an RPG, I think the combat's pretty all right. Just holding, being able to hold down the button to constantly attack, and you, since you have your weapons assigned to the D-pad, you can just switch between them, and you do like different sort of combo-esque things, like switching between the hammer and the little sword. What happens when you grow up? Is there like more? Is there like a boss encounter or anything like that?
Yeah, somebody said that's more like what's in the game. Like
okay,
the main
what
game.
The game's actually going to be. Okay, I'll go back and try it out. I think I wasn't necessarily in the mood to play it right then anyway, and just with kind of how slow it was, I was like, this is boring, and I don't really want to play it anymore. And then when I turned into the buffalo, and I was moving it like one step per like 2 minutes, I was like, nope, this is too slow, I don't want to play anymore. But okay, knowing that, like, hearing on a different podcast that it's really not that long, I figure I'm probably relatively close to the end of that. So I'll go back in and finish that and see. But I don't think Final Fantasy 15 is a game that I'm really going to care about anyway. So that's kind of why I just gave up on it. I also played some Ratchet & Clank, the new one for the PS4 this week. Mm-hmm. Goddamn, that game is gorgeous. Like, seeing it on the internet, I knew it was beautiful, but when you're actually looking at it on the TV, that thing, it's amazing. Like, it really, we are to the point now where it's like, if you just played this a little bit and told me that this was the movie, I would believe you. Like, this is Pixar level graphics, Dominic. It's not quite that, but, and it's running at 30 frames per second, which, you know, whatever. 60 might look a little smoother and better, but
I know whatever to like, me. That's a deal breaker.
Well, you can buy your PS4K and run it at 60 frames per second. But it looks incredible. It plays good. It plays just like a Ratchet & Clank game. I'm really only up to the second level right now, but I'm having a great time with it. Like, Ratchet and Clank games have always had a soft spot in my heart, and it's just like the fact that this one looks amazing and I get to play the first one that I've played a little bit of but never put like a whole bunch of time into. Like, the only ones that I've beaten were the PS3 ones. I'm just so glad to have this game.
The only ones I've beaten were the PS2 ones and one of the PS3 ones.
Yeah. It was the first one that you beat, the PS3 one, right?
Yeah.
The Clankin' Time or Crankin'
Time? No, that was second.
That was the second one?
Tools of Destruction.
Oh, Future Tools of Destruction, yeah.
Future Perfect? What was Future? Future Tools of Destruction, I guess it's called?
I thought it was Future Tools of Destruction.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't play any of the mini ones, right? Because they were downloadable only?
I didn't play them. I didn't have it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm having a good time with that. And then last weekend, we tried out the Doom beta, the Battleborn beta, and earlier this week, we played some Gears of War beta. The Doom beta, I was not impressed by in the slightest.
Yeah, I just... Well, I watched some, when I was watching someone else play, who was doing actually a lot better than what we were doing, but... I guess it looked a little more... if I was watching it and somebody else was playing, I'd probably like, man, this looks fun. But after actually playing it, I see that it's not... I didn't have that much fun.
Yeah.
And I'm really just hoping the single player is where that's where it's at, and it's really good.
Definitely. I think for me, I'm just too old. Like, this game is too fast for me, and I know you were saying that people... we're complaining about it not being fast enough, but for a console game,
the only people I can really see complaining about this is hardcore PC people.
Yeah. Like playing with a controller, I don't know. Like, I couldn't control it at that speed on my controller very well. Like, I felt like I was just shooting all over the place.
Like, I felt weird. I couldn't run. Like, push it down and then run. So, what the hell? You're moving fast as shit.
You're already running. You're already moving at 3 times the speed that you would if you were playing any other game.
Yeah, exactly. It was fast enough. Like, your your regular speed is like Call of Duty running, probably, or a little faster than that. Call of Duty running. Say, what are you talking about? But yeah, that multiplayer wasn't for me. And after I've been playing Halo this week, man, Halo is just, that's my fucking multiplayer right there, man. That's my shooter. I'm just into that.
I did like the mode that we played, though, with the moving circle.
Yeah, I like that mode.
I thought that was a really cool idea, and I wouldn't mind seeing that in another first person or even, like, Gears. Put that in there. That'd be pretty cool. As far as Battleborn goes, I don't know. I had fun playing the single player, or not the single player, but like the co-op campaign stuff with you, besides that one guy who was an asshole.
He was a 9-year-old kid, Daniel.
He was a 9-year-old asshole. Look, I'm going to tell you right up now, Dominic. If you're at a puzzle where only one of you gets to advance and you have to go turn on a switch, and you die the first time, you're not going up the second time.
You shouldn't go up the second. Then another person goes. Like, so what?
Let somebody else have a chance. You had your chance. You died.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I stood on that platform because I arguably had the strongest character.
Yeah.
Because that sword dude is just, like, overpowered right now, it seems like. And it's like, okay. We wait for that guy to respawn after he dies. Everybody else is already on their platforms. There's four different there's three switches and a platform that shoots you up. You and the other guy were standing on the switches. I was standing on the platform. And the guy comes over and just doesn't want to get on another switch. He just wants to get on that platform again. It's like, come on, dude. Like, you had your chance. You lost. Let's just get this done, because I don't want you to go up there, die again.
Yeah, exactly.
Which it looked like you almost did.
Yeah, he almost did. But
and then we have to wait for you to respawn again. Like, that's not why I'm playing games, is to have somebody else play the game. I'm playing games so I can play the game. But yeah, I had fun with that stuff. The multiplayer match that we played, where we were, that was more Moby, that we were trying to defend the robot or whatever. That was just, it was too chaotic for me. Like, there's too much shit going on. You got the creep guys going around attacking people. You got the giant robots.
You got the real stuff people. You can buy on the side.
Yeah, you got that stuff. You got it's just too much. Too much going on. I'm too old for this shit, Dominic.
But I mean, I figured it out because I had played the technical test. And I mean, it's all right. It's just like, but just like the technical tests, it was always one-sided, and it seemed like that hasn't changed. That the team, and that was, I've never been in a close match, whatever I played. It's always them blowing me out. I'm always on a losing team. I was on a winning team. I was on a winning team before in technical test.
Sure.
I only played two matches in the beta, and those two matches, it was just blowout. It was just like, we knew we weren't going to win, but it takes so long just for the other team to win, and because the time is, I forgot how long the timer is, but so, you know, I'm basically just fooling around at that point, just trying different things, and say, oh, maybe we might come back. No, I don't think we ever had a chance to come back. And I read online, some people were saying that too, like, no, it seems, it's a bit one-sided. Like, some people were saying that, like, yeah, it seemed like whoever, well, and also on a podcast, somebody said, yeah, it seemed like with your side is winning, you won, basically. It's like, so I don't know. I'll see what happens with that. But I just...
See, that's the thing, Dominic. You played the technical beta, or the technical test, which was just to fix the technical problems. Now you're playing the beta. This is when they'll fix the one-sided.
Yeah, maybe. But...
Because that's what betas are for, right?
Other than that, I mean, the overall game, like I said, the campaign is probably what would grab me. Like, Overwatch, I guess I'll test it out on May 3rd, since it never gave me a code, the bastards. I'll see if that grabs me.
Because of those type of things that you say about
I'll see how Overwatch the multiplayer, will this grab me away from, like, Halo? Like, well, I could say, or Plants vs. Zombies. Well, like, hey, I can just, like, this was that, is that good where I can just say where, like, because right now I'm looking like, I got these other multiplayer games that I have now that I can possibly just keep playing and not worry about Overwatch or Battleborn. Battleborn was only to grab me because at least they had a co-op campaign with co-op. Co-op is my favorite thing. I love anything really with co-op in it. Online co-op. I'm looking at you, you Rayman. And Lego games. And then that's the only thing stopping from buying Lego games. I mean, I like them. I mean, I get bored with them by myself, though. If I was playing with somebody, I would. If I could just jump in with somebody, I'll actually buy them. I would have bought more of them. Like, the last one I bought was a Star Wars. But it was the first one. It was the first one. The first and last one. But yeah. So, I'll see. Can Overwatch do that? Can they grab? Because, kid, I did like Team Fortress. I was really into Team Fortress. That was the only reason why I bought Orange Box, was because of Team Fortress. Portal was unknown. Half-Life was just I'm glad it came with it. And I was like, yeah, I want to try Half-Life 2 to see what's all the fuss about. But Team Fortress, when I saw that game, I was like, man, I want this game. So,
yeah.
But they didn't kept updating. They left it alone. Valve, you bastards who don't make games anymore. And won't give it to anybody else to make. So, yeah, I'll see how that Overwatch Blizzard got going on. Maybe I can get me to playing a game like that. Because it looks fun when I see people play it. What else you played? That's it? We can talk about the Gears of War.
We played a little bit of Gears of War 4. I wasn't too impressed by it. I mean, this pretty much just included modes that we usually didn't focus on playing. But, like, when you and I used to play multiplayer, it was usually King of the Hill or Annex.
Where you didn't have to kill. Like, you just killed just to stop them getting
it. We're always terrible at it.
You just try to capture the point as best we can. And then it was easy to kill because they'd be focusing on the same thing, so you might get blindsided.
Exactly. And they come to you. You don't have to, search them out, and they're, like, hiding places. Yeah. I felt like all the maps on this were way too similar. Like, they have really similar layouts.
And
it wasn't keeping my attention at all. I mean, it's Gears of War. Shotguns are still the fucking king in this game.
Yeah, because even in 3, when I used to play multiplayer with some people, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. But the maps, I like the environments. Like, I remember that beach one that was real nice. The hotel. Now, they might have some ones that they're not showing us. Just not these don't really do anything for me. And, I mean, and also, this is a real beta compared to other betas. Because this is about, 6 months out or so from when the game comes out. And it even looks like, the textures are not fully there.
It definitely looks unfinished, and I'm hoping it is unfinished and not just like, we're down-resing the graphics in multiplayer
to get 60 frames.
To run which at 60 is, frames,
I've seen,
yeah.
Then I'm going to say I've seen games better, look better, that's the 60 frames than multiplayer.
Yeah, because let's be realistic, this game looks rough right now. Like, this multiplayer beta looks rough. The characters are all just... They don't look very good. The environments look all right, but nothing too impressive. I mean, really, for me, it's the character models that have just stood out as not looking
very
good. Yeah,
they do, and all the locusts look the same to me. Oh, well, non-locusts.
They really
non-locusts.
Do. They just have, like, different variations of a vagina face. Like, that's the only difference between them. Yeah, like, in the old game... Like, that you knew which... I mean, there were, like, one or two locusts that looked the same. Like, the grenadier and the grenadier like, those two, like, they just had, like, a face mask.
Yeah, but you had the guy with the mask, like, that goes up, like, Cyclops kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
Then you... Then,
And then, of course, you had the Knights, then
the Queen, whatever they're Scourge, called. You know, you had them. Yeah. But I guess, you know what? They didn't probably want you to see the bosses, because then you kind of know, oh, this is going to be the big boss by in the game.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't even need, like, the bosses, but I felt like even the regular guys were just more varied than these guys seem to be.
But
I mean, oh, yeah, we still also, are a far away way. So.
I mean, if you like Gears, I think you will like this. Because it's the same. I didn't see nothing different. There was nothing different in this than any other game. Even the controls are the same from Gears 3.
Which I know I had a problem with, and I think
because I did just play recently, Judgment, just months back, that I think they did make it so that you switch weapons with Y, I believe. I think that was one of the improvements. Like, Gears Judgment had some improvements. I think overall game was just kind of mediocre, but it had some improvements, and that was one of them. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like, because they're going back, because how people, I guess, reception of Gears of War Judgment, they're second close with that, which is smart, but I feel like you could still use those improvements that they did, though. Because using the directional pad to switch weapons is, I don't know, it's like, it seemed like prehistoric, man.
Exactly.
It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right to me.
Having to take your hand off of one of the two thumbsticks. Exactly.
That's the thing, is taking your hand off of them.
Especially because, I mean, you can do it with your right thumb to change the weapons, so you're still moving with the left stick. But even then, you're still taking it off the right stick, which you do for Y, depending on how you hold the controller. I usually use my pointer finger. It's kind
of easier to go up to that.
Yeah, but if you're using your left finger, you're stopping yourself from moving to switch your weapons, and that's just not a good way to control things. And I'm sure Microsoft will say something like, buy the Xbox Elite controller and you can switch it with the paddles on the back or whatever bullshit, but for the way that game controls, and maybe there are control options in there. I didn't look deep enough. Maybe there's a way to change that. I hope there is. Because using the D-pad is not a great way to try and change. Like, that would be fine in single player, but when you're trying to change weapons in multiplayer like that, just it's not quick enough.
That one new gun, I don't know what it was called. You know the name of
it? I didn't even get a hold of any of the new guns or any guns other than the ones that started.
Only one was the boom shot, but I've seen people and they kill me with it. This one gun where like it shoots some type of missile and just blasts. That seemed pretty cool. I never could get to it though, but I mean this is traditional Gears multiplayer. It's nothing. It's nothing really new about it, which is probably a good thing for a lot of people. So it's, if you didn't like Judgment, that's done. It's going back to the old. Or if you wanted something new, it's nothing new. Well, in these two modes. Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of new, but I mean, the play wise, because they got the dodgeball mode where when you die, like, you can't respawn unless your team gets a kill. Because each kill adds a respawn. So it kind of goes, sometimes it can go back and forth. That's cool. That's a cool new mode.
I like the idea of that. I also would like an option to say, hey, skip me. if it's a close match, like, and it respawns me, like, when it could have respawned another guy that I know is better, like, I wish there was that option, to be honest with you. Just because I don't want to let my team down.
But play-wise, it feels like Gears. So if anybody was scared, it wasn't going to feel like Gears, it feels like Gears to me. So I guess that's the good thing that comes out for me. I was never good at this, so I just want Horde mode. If they got a Horde mode in this, I'm pretty much sold. Because I know I'm going to play with my boys, because right now we're not really playing anything together. Because all we used to play was Gears.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I guess that was it for you, right?
Yep, that's pretty much it. I'm downloading, I've got Axiom Verge downloaded on my Vita now, so I'm going to start playing that on there. And hopefully that means I'm actually going to get through it. And we've got the Mirror's Edge beta.
Yeah, so the one I didn't even remember signing up for, so I'm very concerned that someone's got hacked into my account and signed in for them.
Well, I mean, I told you what happened with my EA account, so be careful there. If you start getting emails from EA in Russian, then you should start worrying.
All right, so the games I played. I've been playing some Witcher. I helped them get a new king. Well, do they call it king? Well, yeah, I call it king, fine. Their version El of Presidente. A king. They're basically like Norsemen. So, well, a queen, really. I helped the girl get it.
What?
I thought I was going to get the banger, and I didn't. Now I kind of wish I went and got the dude. This is my...
I was choosing all the options, the banger, not make her queen. What happened here?
I was joking. I helped her, because she was a smart one. She did everything pretty smart. And while he was kind of, you know, headstrong, which fits Norseman. So, either one was good.
I don't like these stereotypes.
I did her and this game I helped anymore. Her out. I mean, I picked her. Like, I helped her. Become a queen because this is how you do it. Like, because I told you I had to go. I was finding the guy's son, and so now then I found his daughter. Because I found the guy's son, I killed the giant. So I helped him. So now he's kind of known as the Giant Slayer. I mean, everybody knows I helped too. But, you know, he was there, so he's kind of known as a Giant Slayer. Now I'm helping her help this Jarl in another island because he's being haunted. And I'm trying to stop these hauntings. And that's what she's trying to do, so I'm helping her out with that. And I helped her with that. So now they got something to say as far as, like, trying to become king, the new king or queen. And there's other people, too, fighting for, too, from these other Jarls. Their sons, and they made their sons, because she's the only girl just doing this. But then something happened. Like I told you, the current queen, who was the queen, but she's said it should stay in the family. That's what it should be. Like, it shouldn't have to go through these. Because they do it basically a democracy, like a vote. So it shouldn't be a vote. Yeah. It should stick with the family. Something like that. It should be like basically like monarchy. But then she had left her and her son, and then all of a sudden, like I was talking with the Jarl who helped the son and daughter. I was talking to him in like a back room, like basically getting my money because he's gonna pay me for helping him. And then I hear some screams. Then you see like these three big ass bears in there killing everybody, and I had to go fight them.
Shit.
And we found out that someone's been poisoned, and they kind of change them. They call it like some kind of bloodlust or something like, and where people just change into bears, and like somebody must have drunk this potion or whatever that did that. And that's how I found out that she did it, and I got the proof that she did it. Now, it was two choices I had to make. Either help the girl, like she was going to investigate, like an investigation, or help the dude, and I guess you probably just start fighting a lot of people. like he was going all headstrong, just going to butt heads. So I chose her method, like investigating all this stuff to find out what happened. And then I found out that the queen did it, of course, to get her son. And I still didn't have enough proof to prove her. So, because they were really suspecting this family, because they were the only ones still alive. The brother and her. So they think it hurt their family did this. And had to prove them wrong. But then the son, he felt guilty. I mean, he didn't know. He suspected. It's like too much evidence against his mother. He said, "This is why you told me to leave early." So he said, "My mom did." He said she did this or something like that. And so they banished her to tie her to an island to starve to death. Basically, it's like, damn, that's man. I just can't imagine like this being tied up forever. You just can't eat.
That's probably one of the worst ways to die.
Yeah, that's one of the worst. Imagine. I'm trying to think of the worst. Even being burned alive, I mean, that's painful as shit, and that can take a while. But Starving takes longer. I don't know. They're pretty bad. But at least Spinner Lock, you do... I think your nerves start go away eventually because I think they burn away that you can't feel no more. but okay, so
yeah, that's pretty bad.
Now I also did some Quest to Find Ciri. I was with Yennefer, and we had this device that kind of can see like shadows of the future, of like you see silhouettes of what Ciri was doing in a certain areas that she was in, and now we kind of found out that she's back in Velen. Somewhere, which I was in Velen, so I was like, "Oh, so she's there." Of course, I have a feeling that she happens to not be there, and she's probably somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so looking for her. I've been doing a lot of side quests, richer contracts, killing monsters. I fought this little, like this. Well, it wasn't really little, but it's little compared to a regular dragon. I had to get a sheep for bait. Had to try to herd the sheep to this marker on the map. It was kind of hard, but then he eventually got there and got killed. but hey, I guess like Garak in the game, he said, "Hey, you die for a good cause." And actually, probably not for the sheep though. He probably didn't think he did because he don't care about the fucking humans. This is about all right. What else I done? Dan, do anything else in the game? I think that's about it. Also, I've been playing a little Borderlands with co-op with people, and just having fun. Of course, you know, I was playing with the Australian guy, and other people. They weren't talking, but they were cool. Like they help out and stuff. So I had no really problems with anybody online.
Yeah.
I've been playing some Halo 2. Oh, because I did play a little bit more of the Firefight beta, and the Firefight's all right. I wish there was more options. I wish it was really like Reach. But it's okay. It gets me back in playing Warzone, basically. I can use my cards. So now I have a reason to keep them. I've been playing some more multiplayer Slayer and just Arena. Play a little bit of Griffball. And there's one Slayer match, which we did still win, but there was an asshole up here who was team killing. And I sent a message asking, like, what's the problem? Like, I thought maybe he thought I did something to him. And no, he was like, LOL. And he abbreviated for something. And I didn't know what that meant. So I was like, what? I don't know what that means. I said another one. I think he said, like, nothing much. How about you? And I was like, okay, this dude's just being an ass. So I fucking did the report thing and tell like he's team killing and everything. And I accidentally team killed him, but that was an accident because I thought, because he jumped right in front of me, I thought it was an enemy. And he might have thought, like, oh, he got me back. And then, and like, after I killed him, I killed the last two people and we won. and then he started trying to kill me on the victory screen. I mean, it didn't matter. I don't care. I just care because you team killing while I'm playing a match. And for those people who argue that, no, I don't want to play co-op because then you get those assholes team kill. So people team kill in freaking regular matches. What does that matter? The people are just assholes. They don't care. It's like, And I just had this feeling when I looked at this guy's gamer tag, unless maybe this guy's cousin or something, I don't know. I think he was an old enough teenager. I mean, he wasn't like a kid. So I'm like, yo, what is wrong with you? It's like what? I just do this. God, there are games. There is, you know, free for all, right? You just kill everybody. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
People get their kicks off of the stupidest shit. Yeah.
Welcome to the internet.
What else I played? I also played some. Oh, yeah, I got Mario Kart. Because they had that spring sale. And yeah, I've been really fun with this game. I'm still trying to get used to the controls. I'm still trying to learn. Because most of the time, the reason I don't get first place is because I bump into a wall. I'm not really good at drifting. that well. I mean, I do. Yeah. I've got it to a point where I can know how to drift enough to speed up faster, but then some tight turns I just have a problem with. So I'm trying to get used to that. But I played the 100cc seemed to be the right place for me. 50cc, God, that's fucking slow. It's easy, but it's so slow. And I was like, God, man. I said, why can't I just want to be that easy with the 100cc. That's all. I said, come on, don't. Can it get? I wish they, this is what they never did, and this is why I've always been pissed off with Mario Kart. I wanted to be easy with 150cc. Just because it's fast as shit doesn't mean you have to make it harder for me. It's hard enough because it's fast. I don't need the other people to be better. I don't need them. I'm always in last place in 150cc. God, I'm just lucky to get second to last. But 100cc is best. I always stay with it.
They need to have difficulty speed, separate exactly. from speed.
Exactly. That's what I never understood why they did never done that. Because that never made sense to me. It's like, why? So the faster I go, the harder it is. I'm like, I understand it. It's already hard enough because I'm going that speed. I'm trying to get used to it. Those guys still like just zooming right past me and doing all types of shit and hit me with. I hate the coin. I hate the coin power up. I don't know the point of it. I mean, yeah. I think you collect coins and you can use them outside the game, I guess. But I don't care about collecting coins for a power-up. It was like, don't. I just said, I need a fucking shell. I need something. I need to hit somebody or protect myself. I need something. And I went, at one point, all I was getting was coins and bananas. And I was getting pissed. I was like, oh my God, I cannot get a shell to save my fucking life. Oh, I get a green, keep getting like this one green shell, and I might hit my own damn self with.
Yeah.
So, I played online match. I always stay in the top three in an online match. I was always in the top three. I can never get first place. I'm top two or three, but I was just always there. And, I did win the Mushroom Cup in the 100cc. Now I'm trying the Flower Cup, I think it is, the next one I'm doing. I'm really thinking about unlocking. I think it's $20 for all the rest of the DLC. I think about unlocking because those maps look good. Those courses.
Yeah.
Yeah, this game looks damn good. It's not bad. It's fun as hell, man. Like, I really wish it was Splatoon and Mario Kart than Smash and Mario Kart. I really enjoy playing Mario Kart more than Smash. Anything else I've done in that game? I don't know the difference between vehicles. Are there different speeds with them, or are they just different vehicles?
I don't know. I think they have different... Like, I think they tie into like the way the characters used to be, like heavy and light and stuff like that. I think it does something similar with the vehicles, like slightly affects how their handling is and...
Yeah, because now and then I unlock the new vehicle or a new parachute. Like, there's the parachutes. Like, either a glider or a parachute or something else. I don't know what's the difference between them, or there's just the look of them. I don't... Because they don't tell me when I click on it.
Okay.
And they got different wheels. You got different vehicles. You can pick a different wheel and a different type of glider or parachute or whatever. And I don't know what the combinations mean, whatever I pick.
Yeah.
Also, what else I've been playing? I think I'm playing some Hyrule Warriors. I went back to playing that game. It's really addictive. I just love just being up, killing shit. I also played some Oxenfree. I love the mystery to it. I finally really talking to the ghosts somewhat. But still not really answer my questions directly. Ghosts never do that. I hate them. I hate ghosts for that reason.
I hate ghosts. Yeah, they never answer my questions.
Like, freaking secretive or like, really, that's what I'm looking for. Like, non-descriptive what they say. Like, God, what the fuck is the word I'm looking for?
Ghostly.
No. I forget. I don't know what I'm looking for. But, yeah, it's just, they don't... nothing's ever really forward. Like, they never just say anything straightforward. It's like, you want something, you gotta tell me, you ass.
They're mysterious. Because they're ghosts.
Anything else I played? I played a little bit of Rocket League. Been kicking ass in that.
Can't wait for basketball to be added, even though looking at that video, I'm going to be terrible at it.
What else have I played? Have I played fighting games? Don't think I played in Killer Instinct or anything. Now, you didn't mention talk about your Killer Instinct. You played against
my Shadow. Oh, yeah, I did play a little bit. Too late. I forgot too about that.
I think that's it. I think that's about it.
I beat your Shadow.
Yeah, yeah, you beat my Shadow.
And I made a Shadow. And I lost everybody else, I think, pretty much. So. That game's good. I'm just not good at it.
What? I thought I'd play something else on PC. I guess I didn't. All right, so I guess that's it. Oh, did you play any Mortal Kombat?
No, I have not. I have not. I saw you playing Mortal Kombat Complete Collection or something.
You see me playing anything? Shut up.
Popped up on Steam.
Yeah, I did. I doubt because I wanted to play that. I did play a little bit of it, but then I got I did get Windows 10 on my PC, and then it kind of maybe have to do the share again.
How is the Windows 10 experience treating you?
It's all right. The reason why I could never get it because it always froze on me, so that's why I stopped. And it's a problem with the Alienware Aurora. So it says like if it gets to this one point, you just gotta shut your system off and then start it back up, and then it'll start working again. And that's what I did, and it worked, and it got through. So then, and I also tried the streaming just to see how that is, because I like when I'm playing a first person shooter and the screen's like right on me.
Yeah.
Cause I don't sit that close to my TV, so yeah, so that I do. I use that for multiplayer. It doesn't. I mean, of course, it's not the clarity is not as good as it is with my television, but it's all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good.
And I like that. And I only thing I like is that because I can type. So when I put a message in or something, I don't have to use the damn controller to use it.
You can call people assholes, real quick.
Yeah, exactly. Only bad thing is, I wish, there's some way I could still watch TV and like do my Xbox or my TV television play the stream in on my computer monitor. That's the only bad thing. Yeah, they say, oh, this cannot be streamed. Well, this cannot be.
Let me tell you, Dominic, on the Xbox 360 or Xbox 1.5, we're gonna add that ability because it's gonna be a bigger, better processor.
Oh yeah, whatever. Maybe on PlayStation they probably have some of those features.
Maybe. We will see, I guess, now that all that stuff's becoming more and more official by the day. Announcements like that, like, for some reason, the idea of a PS 4.5 just makes me not want to have a console at all anymore.
Yeah, and there's some people and I hate the argument of that, like, oh, you know, you got your phones and your
Yep, and I still got my Nexus 5.
but they're still different. Those are different than consoles, man. Then that's not the same thing.
I take my phone with me everywhere I go.
And it's easy upgrade. It's like I'm also not paying for the ticket price on these phones. Most people aren't doing that. They're upgrading through a service. unless
that's why I'm buying my Xbox 1.5 from Rent-A-Center.
I'm saying, so unless the Xbox is the way you can do that, I think some people they would do it like that. But phones, most people do phones like, they don't pay $600. Like, people say, oh, $600 for an iPhone. You see all these iPhones. They ain't paying $600 for an iPhone.
Yeah. Paying $200.
Yeah, they're paying monthly fees for their service. That's the only reason they're getting money back on that.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, with me, when I bought my Nexus, I bought it outright. So I paid $300 or whatever. And if you notice, I haven't bought a new phone since because of that.
That's too expensive to do it like that for me.
Exactly. Because if I bought another phone, I would have to spend $400, $500. I'm not doing that. I get my Nexus 5 through whenever it works still.
Yeah, till things start saying they can't work on it. Because as of right now, anything I want that's for my phone, I haven't seen anything that says it doesn't work with my phone.
Exactly.
Unless it's iPhone, you know, exclusive or some shit.
Yeah. It's like Charles Moody at the Great Backpack on Twitter said, you know, like, if they are coming out with these new systems, I'm going to buy them because why not? And I was like, I can think of two reasons why not. And those two reasons are the Xbox One and the PS4. And then I thought about it some more and I was like, or the Oculus Rift and the HTC Vive. Like, why would I buy another version of that same fucking console that I already complain about not necessarily having that many games to play on when I've got PC that can play most of the games?
Console,
when I could buy a Rift
console
or something.
Gen so far, it's pretty disappointing compared to the other ones.
Yeah, nothing has, like yes, I have my
Ratchet
& Clank now.
That's probably the most mind-blown thing you probably talked about.
Have Bloodborne.
Most people won't play. They're not going to play that.
No. And you have your Gears of War coming finally, but
I don't
for the
know,
most part, it's,
that's still unknown.
It's been all fucking remakes this whole generation.
Or still sequels from games from the last generation.
It's just like nothing new is coming out of these systems.
I'm pissed
off
for people.
They're already saying they're underpowered.
I'm happy with EA, but people are saying EA, they should still do Mass Effect Remastered because people really want it. I understand the want for that, but I want EA to stand strong and not do it because, no, listen, this is why you have other consoles. Like I would never, what game I was just talking to someone about, like, I would never play, but I know people talk really great about it. Earthbound I can get now, but I'm not even going to play it, though. But,
on the new 3DS.
Oh, god damn, what game? It was a game. I was like, everybody talk about it. I'm never going to play it, though. Oh, fuck, it was a game on Super Nintendo or something like that.
I was going to say, is it a Super Nintendo game? I was going to say, is it a Super Nintendo game?
I think it was
game?
A Super Nintendo game or Nintendo game. It's not by Nintendo, though, so it's not on their like system.
Well, Nintendo game, like, I'm going to be honest.
Them,
like,
all
a Nintendo
all them,
game, I'm not going to play.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, that's just too far back. Super Nintendo games can still look good. Any NES game is going to look terrible.
But it's like certain games, like, look, you're just not going to play them. I'm not going to play them, but oh well. it's like whatever. It just, you're not going to be able to play everything in your lifetime.
Yeah.
That's just not going to happen. You don't have the time to do it. And like, or even if you do try to play everything from the past, there's things that's coming out now. When are you going to get to them?
And now it's just to a point where there's like exponential growth because you have indie games coming out there.
So it's like, so what?
Are you going
to
play every single one of
those?
I didn't
get a chance to play it last gen. Well, fuck it. You missed it. So what? It's not a big deal. It's really not. As much as some people probably say, oh, you should have played this. It's really not. You know? It's not no should. You missed.
Because in this day and age, someone might judge you immediately, but for how long are they going to actually be talking about that game? They'll go, oh, you haven't played Super Metroid? You suck as a person. But they're not going to be talking about Super Metroid for 2 hours every day for the next 10 weeks.
It's like
it's just not how it works.
So, I mean, it's not. So they don't need to put Mass Effect Remastered. It's like you can still get it. You still got your old car. If you don't got it, okay. You just don't got it.
What they need to do is add controller support to the PC.
Yeah. Well, they didn't move. I don't know if they probably didn't add to 3. I don't think they added to 3. Or did they? I know 2 didn't have it. I definitely know 2 didn't have it.
I feel like 3 did have it. But come on. 1 and 2
this
should
have
definitely had support. Especially since 1 was what? Published by Microsoft? Come on, Microsoft.
Actually, 1 on the PC was EA. Yeah.
Oh, was it? Oh, and that's how they got into the deal with. Okay.
Well, some of the other news before we go on. I guess that's it. I guess we'll take a break. Put on a little Prince. Probably Purple Rain. Put some Purple Rain on.
Yay. Purple Rain. Put Chocolate Rain in. Chocolate Rain. Chocolate, I forgot what you said. Chocolate Rain.
All right. No, we come back. We get into the gaming news.
We're back. Time to talk about some gaming news.
So news, man.
So we got some rumors here, Dominic. Batman Arkham is getting an HD collection. Didn't we just talk about how this generation is disappointing? Yeah. Here's another remaster, possibly for you.
For all those people who didn't, who couldn't play it last gen, they can play it now. I mean, what the hell kind of sense is that? Where people are saying that, like, you know what, man? When do you start, like, a Super Nintendo... Man, they need to get some Nintendo game. Well, they had so many games on the Super Nintendo that I guess you didn't have the chance to say. That's the thing. That should be the disappointing part, because
That is the disappointing part.
That you're asking for remasters. The only reason you ask is because they ain't had a lot of games. The problem is, you should say, what about some new fucking games? Because, I'm sorry, when you bought this fucking systems, were you asking, you bought these new systems, were you thinking, like, I want to play the same fucking games I played last gen, but look better. That's what I paid $400
for this goddamn system. Because I already got a PC for that. Yeah. But at the same time, I stupidly bought these consoles knowing that they didn't have many games.
That's a start. So I blame myself. No console has that many games when it first come out.
That's true. But I don't know. This whole generation just... that never seemed like it had the potential of previous generations. Like, it's just like, oh, I guess we need new consoles because these are getting a little underpowered. But then they came out and they're like, oh, well, these are kind of underpowered too. So what the fuck are we doing here?
Last one. That's it. But it's nothing. Everything I'm playing is like, it's nothing mind blowing. It's like, it could have played on the last one, just wouldn't look good.
Yeah, maybe looks a little cleaner. It's like, there's still Metal Gear Solid 5 out on a 360 and a PS3 somewhere. Yeah, as much as people were talking about, like,
oh, yeah, this is next gen. And I say, wait a minute, that was on last gen. What are you talking about? and I didn't hear nothing about them saying they took anything out on those ones. They're the whole game.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, we had cases like Middle or Shadow of Mordor, but that's it, yeah. And I think, like, that's probably just the thing where it's like, oh, we created this brand new system. Let's not do the work to put it in the old version.
You know what?
I mean, I think that's what it is. It's not that they couldn't do it.
I found that that's what that is, too.
They just didn't want to do the work to do it. And I understand you already got the next generation systems.
I don't think it's like, oh, the power of this is the only reason You did. Yeah. That's like what people were saying about Metal Gear Solid 4. Like, oh, only this is only the power of PlayStation 3. It can only be on that. That's not the reason they didn't come on 360, because it couldn't afford the power.
No.
Afford it? I mean, exactly. I mean the power for it.
It's fucking nonsense. All right, so this is still a rumor. I don't think I've seen anything officially confirming it yet. I just Googled it.
We still got the Bioshock remastered to come out.
Yeah, is that has that officially, been announced?
I don't remember saying rumor.
Yeah, I don't know anymore.
No, I mean like, they saw that on a chart, you know. Yeah. So officially announced, probably not.
Yeah. Okay.
Or maybe because
I think this is the case with this one too. Supposedly, it's going to be coming out in June, and it's not going to include Origins or Knight, which I mean, Knight obviously, I guess, but and I understand why they aren't including Origins. It's the same way like with that Bioshock collection; they're not including 2, right? Wasn't it just like Bioshock 1 and Infinite?
I think it was.
It's like, oh, it wasn't made by our studio, so we're not going to include it, even though it's released by the same publisher. Why the publisher ain't
doing it? We're not doing it, I'm sorry.
Why can't I get a complete collection of all these games? Like, whatever.
Yeah, why they're not doing it? Yeah, that's where.
It's frustrating. Yeah. We got some more VR news. And coming out of Insomniac, I guess Insomniac is pretty much going all out with this VR stuff, because they had already announced Edge of Nowhere, which is like a third-person action game where you're climbing the mountain. It's all snowy. They've also announced two more VR games that they're working on. Feral Rights, which is a third-person action brawler, and it lets you turn into animals. So it's like, what's that game we were just talking about, Dominic? The fighting game with the animals.
Beast Wars.
Bloody Roar. Bloody Roar. They should just make a 3D Bloody Roar. That'd be fine. VR Bloody Roar. Yeah, you can turn into feral beasts. That looks all right. And then there's one called The Unspoken, which is a first person game. And I think for me, like, the first person VR games is what attracts me the most, because it's like what puts you, it's putting you into that experience a lot more. Like, the third-person stuff interests me because it's like, oh, I wonder how we can improve third-person cameras over what we have right now of just, like, the two-stick setup with the VR stuff. But the first-person stuff is the stuff that, like, immerses you and is what interests me the most. But, unfortunately, this game, and it looks really good, but it's just, like, you versus another player standing on a pillar casting spells at each other, pretty much. And I didn't catch that from the first time I looked at the trailer, because I was like, oh, that's the one I'm most interested in. And then earlier, before we started recording, I looked at it again, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, this is you just standing on a platform versus another player. It's essentially like Discs of Tron, but with, like, different spells that I guess you can do with, like, the VR hand stuff and whatnot. But it's just, like, that's not that interesting. And I would imagine, like, all three of these, although, I mean, Edge of Nowhere, it seems like they've been talking about for a while, but it seems like Feral Rights and The Unspoken are maybe just small little projects that they're having part of the studio work on just to get like a grasp on VR and getting people used to working in VR. It's not necessarily like, here's a, you know, amazing VR experience. It's just like, oh, we needed these guys to get their hands on this stuff, and we wanted to make some games to make some money while we're at it. And some other sort of Insomniac tangentially related news, GameStop has announced that they're starting a new publishing label called Game Trust.
Yes, I heard this briefly on a podcast, but I missed what they really were talking about.
You know how earlier we talked about how Song of the Deep is the Insomniac game that's like
Metroidvania?
Every time
you say that, I think of Song of the South.
I know. I said Song of the Deep, though, this time. I didn't say Song of the South, so I got that going for me.
Oh, you did say that before?
I'm pretty sure I have, or at least we've made that joke before. I mean, it's so easy, and, like, you hear people say Song of the South a lot more than you hear them say Song of anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Song of Ice and Fire or whatever. They don't call it that shit anymore. They call it Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Because that shit's too complicated.
It is.
But, so Insomniac is working with GameStop to publish that game. And now they've got some other developers on board. They've got Ready at Dawn, which surprises me because I always thought they were a Sony studio. I thought they were owned by Sony.
Oh, I mean, I never knew if they were owned or not, but I just knew they were with Sony.
Yeah, and those are the guys that made The Order 1886, so, you know, quality and developer. And the PSP God of War games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were actually really good. So
those are there. That's what you need to think about.
Yes, that's... Let me not attach that evil to them. I apologize. The Order, yeah. We'll just strike that from your record. Frozen Byte, which makes the Trine games, and Tequila Works that made the Xbox Live Arcade and PSN game Deadlight. So it seems like GameStop is signing these guys up, and they're making some moves. I gotta give it to GameStop. I mean, I don't know if they're taking these games away from other publishers that would have made them maybe more easily available, but the fact that they're figuring out a way to evolve their business to survive is very smart of them, because this ensures that there are games on their shelves because they're the ones releasing them. But if it were, you know, everything moving towards digital, they could very quickly die off if internet got cheaper and storage got larger. Like, it's not hard to believe that they go the way of, like, a Blockbuster pretty quickly if downloading games becomes very accessible to everybody. And if, you know, game companies were, you know, thinking about it and making them cheaper, since it doesn't cost as much to put stuff up on a server than it does to box it up and ship it out to somebody. But we've had that argument so many times, Dominic, it's not even worth it at this point.
Here's the thing. I forgot to mention. I did play another game. It was this beta of, if I did not forget the goddamn title of the damn game.
The PC or was
no? It's on the Wii.
Xbox? Oh, the Wii.
Wii U. Okay. It's that new one of those games I mentioned before. There. That they had during their Nintendo conference thing. What's it called? That they show every...
Nintendo Direct.
Direct, yeah. Darn, let me look.
Shin Megami Tensei.
Beta. So I got my murder card on there. I don't want to leave it. Lost Weavers. Lost Weavers. If this is the game that was the multiplayer game where you do kill zombies with three other people... And it's a shooter, I guess. It is a horrible, horrible shooter. And because first of all, the controls set at the beginning are bad. Like the right stick to like turn.
Uh-huh.
It is so slow. I thought, thank God, they had an option to make it faster.
Mm-hmm.
But also the game, it's like each room, it's really small. And then so far what I did play was, so I did a tutorial. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was boring, but I mean, it was a tutorial, so I didn't expect much. Then I went to the main game with the three other people, and I was shooting, like, it's small rooms. And you shoot a couple zombies, then you move to another room, another small corridor. You shoot a couple zombies, it's like a horde of zombies. The game doesn't look all that great, and
yeah, I'm watching the trailer for it now,
and it just looks like, oh man, it doesn't feel good. Like the controls don't feel good. It's mm-hmm. weird. You can go in third person and first person,
Oh, you can't go in first person? All the stuff I'm seeing here is third person.
Yeah, but I was in first person.
Sword lady or something.
Most of the time, I was the black dude.
Uh-huh.
And for obvious reasons. And
Dominic, all times you're the black dude.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how that works. Oh, yeah. There's a first person screenshot.
Yeah, I was not really having fun with this. I'm gonna try it again. Because I didn't play like really, really long, but I played enough to know, like, man, this don't feel good. It doesn't look that great.
Yeah, it looks rough.
Yeah. I mean, it is a beta, but how long is the Wii gonna be around? You know, how much you gonna clean up, and when does this come out officially?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good question.
Oh yeah, actually, I want to look up because I just noticed it when I was looking up, get my Mario Kart, and I saw that it says beta available. I said that was a beta for Wii U. I said, wow.
And the release date, Dominic?
What?
August 28th.
Oh, okay.
Or not August. I'm sorry, April.
Oh God.
So yeah.
Ain't getting that much better than that.
Nah, it's next Wednesday or Thursday.
I'm curious what other people think of this. Also, yeah, so there was
not much time for that game.
There was,
it came out in Japan in December of 2015. So
that's
the final game there, Dominic.
Yeah. Oh God. There was another news, and I totally forgot to mention. Oh yeah, Miitomo. I meant to mention like last week.
Oh, did you play some of that?
Yeah, I did. I haven't been on for a week though. But
okay.
Did you got it?
No, I've been avoiding.
Why?
I mean, I haven't been avoiding it. I just have not.
Why you just try it?
Because I don't do anything with my phone. Like I don't ever play games on my phone like that. I'll download it right now though.
I'm gonna just call it a game. But
well, that's another thing. Is like, I mean, my understanding is it's pretty much just like
I just talk with Bushin Cat up there. I mean, when I really talk to him. But he came in my house. I don't know how I'm going to get back in my house, though, because I told him to leave. I was just curious to see.
Get out of my house.
They said goodbye. But now I never see him in my house. Say, oh. Thanks, I thought he just comes back.
The one guy that listened to our podcast, you've kicked him out of your house, and now he's not listening.
But, you know, you answer those random questions and everything, and I do. But I love some answers I look on Twitter. Of the other people's answers. Oh, God. I think it's one of them I did favorite. Where's my phone at? Damn. Where's my phone? Where's my pants?
This is good.
But, yeah. There are some bad answers. I mean, there's some really vulgar answers. But this one wasn't, like, vulgar or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, but I thought Nintendo was... I was thinking I couldn't curse or anything. But I saw all these people curse, say, "Oh, and they talk it, they speak it out."
Yep. Yeah, I heard that.
But yeah, it's cute to me. I might look at it again. I mean, it's not something I'm going to do all the time, but I'm just seeing what it is. And apparently, I can help unlock stuff. I guess.
You hear that, Dominic? That's the music of Miitomo. I have joined the revolution.
I need to try and look for that retweet I had.
I'm going to tell it I'm in Europe somewhere.
Here it is. Guy was like, the question was, what do you do to relieve stress? And of course, you got a lot of masturbation answers. But then this guy was like, bully the local school children. They're tiny, so they can't fight back. So they can't.
That's pretty good.
Oh, man. Yeah.
This is the part of the podcast where I sit here silent because I'm trying to figure out what my password is for my Nintendo account.
Yeah, I had to change that thing like 50 million times. Because I never remember. It's never what I thought I did. Like, what am I doing? Yeah, I'm really trying to get some coins. To get close, I'm not buying anything. So,
cut to next week. You've spent $20.
Yeah, because nice Busey already got like a cat hat. Yeah, because I used it to search for people who might have it through your Twitter friends, and he came up.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Which means no other of my Twitter friends have this game or whatever.
Or they just blocked that
name,
you.
Under their name or whatever.
Yeah,
they don't use that account.
Link it. All right. Yeah, so other than that, we got some release dates and stuff here. Psyonix has finally announced that Rocket League Hoops is going to be coming out April 26th. Are you excited for Rocket League Hoops, Dominic, and NBA Flags?
I was excited a month ago. I still want to play it, but my excitement is not there as it was.
Yeah.
That made me wait too long.
Did you watch that new trailer for it?
No.
That hoop looks higher than expected, and I don't think I'm ever going to score a goal.
Yeah.
Or a hoop. I'm never going to.
Then we can't play together because we got to play with people who might can do it.
Yeah. Epic has announced that Shadow Complex, the remaster version, is going to be releasing on the PS4 and PC, which you could get the PC version at some point at the beginning of the year, I think it was, or the end of last year, for free if you got the Epic launcher, but now it's becoming officially available for $14.99. You know, people with PlayStation consoles who didn't get to play that during the Xbox 360 days, that'll be nice for them to play. That's a really good game. I like that as far as Metroidvanias go and modern Metroidvania games. That was really well done. And what game is this again? Shadow Complex, the side scrolling.
Oh, yes, Shadow Complex. That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
No!
So.
That game should never come over there.
It was our game. See, now that's the thing with like remasters. That's where I think it's good when they do remaster it and bring it to, you know, all the platforms.
Yes.
Like in this case, where like it's
Ratchet
like,
and Clank
okay,
to the
people
Xbox.
On PS3 didn't get to play this, so if they bought a PS4 afterwards, now they can play
the Uncharted collection to Xbox One, yes.
Exactly. It'll come to Xbox 2, and it'll include the new one. And then in some real Metroid news, Nintendo has announced that Metroid...
That is not real Metroid news.
Federation, whatever.
That is not
nonsense.
The real Metroid. That is other game that they slapped Metroid on because
it's coming out.
They might
August
get
19th.
Some of the hardcore fans to get it.
Will it though? I think it just pissed them off more than anything. Like that game, it's like with that Star Fox Guard game. Like that used to be like some Mii Guard or something like that, and they slapped Star Fox on it, and it still is. Relatively terrible looking.
And this one is a DS game. Yeah, this is.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a full release. When I saw the gameplay of it, the concept and everything looked kind of fun. But multiplayer game on my DS, it's not for me. And.
Yeah.
Because I know a dude was arguing. It's like, I don't understand people who don't like this game. It's like, oh, you don't? I say, what are you, idiot? You say, this is the fucking internet. And it's like, Metroid on it.
Man,
it's internet. Rough. It's the fucking internet for bottom line. So anything, it's whatever. But it shouldn't be, like guys, people were saying, it just shouldn't be called Metroid. Like, we want a real Metroid game. Like, because then, if people buy this, which I don't know if they are, but if they do, say, oh, see, people like it. And it's like, no, we don't like it.
Then we won't get a Metroid.
I mean, that might be a good game, but we want a real Metroid. You want the real Metroid.
Yeah. Did people buy this game because they want a first-person multiplayer game, or did they buy it because of the Metroid game? We're going to choose to go with whatever we want it to
be.
Exactly. So we don't want to make another Metroid game, so they like first-person shooters on the 3DS.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. But then again, those same people arguing about how, oh, this game looks great, heard them same thing say about Star Fox, and I'm not seeing good reviews for that.
Yeah.
And the thing with Star Fox, you have to use the gamepad.
Yeah.
And motion part of the gamepad at that. That's not even, like, it's one thing you make me use the gamepad, then you got, I have to use the motion stuff. I mean, even Splatoon gave me the option not to use it.
Yeah, that's, wow. I didn't know that was the case. I know there's, like, a weird multiplayer version where one person can use the gamepad and, like, aim where to shoot, and then another person can use the controller to fly around. Like, that seems really weird. I don't know. That game, unfortunately, just does not look very good. And then some other news. Battleborn characters. I think there's, what, two of them that are coming to Rock Band 4?
Yes. I saw the mushroom. Okay. And I saw mushroom a girl. Lady? I think the girl who used to have the bow. Who had the, okay. Well, I say used to. Like, she still has a bow, I guess.
She doesn't have the bow now. She's got a guitar.
She died because I played as her.
So she died a million times then, is what you're saying. Yeah, so Rock Band 4 is still a thing. Do you know, is that free, do you know?
Oh,
is that
shit.
Something you have to pay for?
I'm not sure.
I wasn't sure. I feel like that's
something
free. It
needs to be free.
Because wasn't the Fallout 4 guys, weren't they free too? Oh, maybe this is a sign, Dominic. Maybe Bethesda is buying... Wait, Battleborn's 2K, isn't
it?
2K,
it is
2K. Yeah. What's the... Oh, Battle Cry.
Yeah. Yeah, when are we going to get some news on that?
I don't know. The E3 press conference?
I guess.
Or did they... Is that the one that they said is coming out before their press conference?
I know Doom is, and the...
Doom
the
is
DLC
the one that people...
The DLC for Fallout.
Yeah. Battle Cry. Let me enter my birthday, because Battle Cry is too intense for the kids. Brutal action combat, team-based PvP warfare.
Oh, I saw more gameplay on Lawbreakers. I watched somebody playing it because...
Did you? I saw that was going on at PAX this... Because this weekend is PAX East, which obviously we're not
PAX. We're not? Oh, damn.
No, we're not. Sorry, Dominic. We're not recording this out of a hotel room right now because, yeah. Yeah, because come on, Dominic. We could have been at PAX this year, and I could have been at an NXT show on Thursday while we were up there and saw Finn Balor lose to Samoa. And instead, my life has been ruined. Because here I am sitting at home sick. This is bullshit, yeah. Dominic. This is bullshit.
But yeah, I saw that video. It looked good. It looked interesting. I mean, it looked better than what I thought. Because I also saw the Epic... like MOBA they have. That's more of a MOBA. The Epic Paragon, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was... I saw this about a couple weeks ago. I probably should have mentioned the part. I just totally forgot about it. It looked okay. I mean, but it's a MOBA, so I'm not really into them.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's full... Like, that's not even a question. Like, that's not like Battleborn.
Oh, no.
That's full
MOBA,
on
that's
MOBA.
MOBA. Yeah. Now, Lawbreakers is more of a shooter... Yeah, like kind of the Unreal vein, I would say, and yeah. I like the swinging around. I like that. It looks fun, and I don't know. I mean, it's something I would like to try, but then again, it's PC, so it's gonna
be too
hardcore.
You're still scared off by the fact that it's like PC only, right?
And it's a multiplayer game, so no single player. So
So you got to deal with a whole bunch of
people.
I mean,
I hope other people enjoy. That's the thing. I hope it's something that people will enjoy, and is well, it won't be for me, but because it looked fun. It looks like something else that's fun to. I wouldn't mind watching people twitch or something like that.
Mm. Yeah, it definitely has a cool style to it. All right. Yeah, I mean, I guess Bethesda is going to have more information on Battlecry because I'm really not seeing much. That's on their website right now. I mean, you can sign up for their beta, but I feel like I did that already. Because that's been up there for like ever now. Alright, yeah. So that's really all the news that was... that came out this week. But I think we talked... Was it last week that we talked about... Alex St. John trying to defend like 80 plus hour work weeks and whatnot in the video game
off
industry?
The air.
Or was
off
that
the
a,
air.
Oh, yeah. Was it?
Maybe it was on the air.
We can't talk anymore outside of the podcast on this because I don't remember
I think that was, you know what? I don't know. I don't remember now.
We either have to record everything or we have to not talk at all. That's the way it is.
I just don't remember. I don't remember because reading that article before we did it, though. So I do. I think I read it on that Monday, maybe. Before we played Gears, or that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I think I called you Sunday. Yeah, because we played some of the betas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we talked about it then.
Okay. All right, well, let's just do a quick overview then. So, Alex St. John is this guy that used to work for Microsoft and co-created DirectX. He also then went on to found the game company Wild Tangent, which I don't know if they made any games that, like, hit real big at all. But I definitely remember their name and their
logo.
You know,
I don't think we talked about this on air, because I would remember saying something. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So, he kind of put out a blog post that defended, you know, people working overtime and not necessarily getting paid for it and stuff like that. And it's kind of blown up all over the place. You know, there's a good article on Kotaku about it. And he just some like choice quotes out of his blog, his post is, you need to get an actual job producing productivity software if you want to be paid fairly and go home at 5 PM. Anybody good enough to get hired to write games can get paid more to work on something else. If working on a game for 80 hours a week for months at a time seems strenuous to you, practice more until you're better at it. Making games is not a job. Pushing a mouse around is not a hardship. It's the most amazing opportunity you can possibly get paid to pursue. Start believing it, and you'll discover that you are even better at it. So he's pretty much saying, like, game making is an art form and you have to suffer to create art, as opposed to like, this is a job and you can come in, you can get paid well, and then you can go home. You have to put in these crunch times. Like, this crunch is like a meaningful part of creating video games and things like that. And it's just like, okay, that seems like a weird way to do it. I mean,
Daniel, they are here for our enjoyment. Like, they're supposed to make things for we enjoy.
But that's the thing, is like, this goes to the whole, like, games is an art, like, argument. Because
enjoy
when
for
it comes
art.
Down to
enjoy
it, I think.
Enjoy for art, that's what it is.
I think you and I have gotten to the point where it's like, games can be art, but for the most part, they're a product,
like movies.
Right? Like, yeah, we've gotten to that point. It's like, there is someone at the top of every game studio that's like, we need to make a profit off of this. And that's why you get more risky things from indie developers. But even they want to be able to live off of, you know, the games that they're making. They're spending all this time. They want to make something off of it, you know, and that's not unheard of, you know, like there's nothing wrong with the idea that you should be able to get paid for your work and, you know, live off of it. Since then, some people have discovered a recruitment slideshow that this guy also made. Yeah. You can find it in a link from the Kotaku article. The Kotaku article is called Game Industry Veteran Writes Horrifying Article in Defense of Poor Working Conditions.
I clicked on it. I didn't really read it then. I read some of it.
It was added on an update on the 18th.
Yeah.
So this is relatively new. So the most, like, I don't want to judge it. Now I'm going to judge. The most disgusting thing that he says or that is said in this, like, I don't know if it's him that wrote this completely himself. I believe it might be, but one of the most disgusting lines that I saw in this was, where is it?
When they can't wear pants.
Be on the lookout for the Holy Grail, the undiscovered Asperger's engineer, usually found on open source forums. Bullet points for that are, they have no social skills. They generally marry the first girl they date. Can't make eye contact. Resume and educational background is a mess, because they have no social skills. They work like machines, don't engage in politics, don't develop attitudes, and never change jobs.
Wow, that is I need to be writing notes or something.
Also, where is it here? Coding is... Okay. Who are you really recruiting and retaining? Rule number one. You don't recruit and retain male engineers. You recruit and retain wives and girlfriends. If the wife or girlfriend is unhappy, the engineer is gone. If the relationship breaks down, the engineer is gone. The paycheck goes to her. Why does she want her husband or boyfriend to work for you?
That sounds pretty damn smart.
God damn it, Dominic.
This is a business. All right? They ain't here to make friends. Yeah. So I was joking. But man, that is, yeah. I wouldn't know, is this in anybody else's, you know, is this common in other business practices?
Honestly, I would say maybe not somewhere in written form quite the way he has it, but I bet you it sure is the way of a lot of people's thinking. They have a slide entitled The Not Male Engineer. Technical women are often promoted quickly for a variety of reasons. Stronger social skills make them better managers. Better communication skills often make them better architects, technical writers, QA, or technical support people. There may actually be more female engineers, but no one can identify them.
Why can't you identify them?
I don't know what that even means.
To say, what's, are they hiring as possible male engineers? That's why? I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
You have a slide entitled The Educated Idiot. A great number of kids have grown up having never had a menial job, had to earn and or sacrifice for something they wanted, played a team sport, or faced adversity they've overcome. They enter the workforce with spoon-fed educations, prestigious degrees, an inflated sense of their own value, and a disastrous work ethic. These kids are characterized by a tendency to rationalize their first failures as victimization, give up and quit easily, quick to adapt wage slave habits, develop sour attitudes towards their job and employers, difficult to mentor or challenge, inability to focus or finish. These kids are often highly sought after and snatched up by traditional employers right out of college. You don't want them. Look elsewhere for the self-starters that have struggled to overcome adversity and lack of opportunity. They are much more valuable and loyal if you can find them.
That sounds like all right for me. I had no problem with that state.
You just want those opportunities.
Not just that,
Dominic.
But I hate those people.
I think I'm one of those people. I'm being victimized. It's not my fault.
Be victimized. Whatever.
Although I do have a sour attitude towards jobs and employers and inability to focus. But I'm just going to blame ADD for that. I don't know.
That's it?
They have good article. I mean, there's a lot more on here. Do you want me to read through everything?
Find a good one. Just find one more good one.
Let's see. Words of advice. Don't waste time managing the weak. You can't help them. I like that one. Let's see. There was something. This page called Old Goats. Seasoned veterans, married, 9 kids, severely battle-scarred, seen and done it all. Need balance in their dutyage. The good ones are often deeply entrenched in big organizations where they are very well paid and difficult to pry out. They're too comfortable to recruit, or they can afford to do whatever they like. Can't be recruited with money, can be recruited with lifestyle change and a challenge. Make great mentors for kids, offset the expense of hiring them by hiring a lot of junior engineers to work for them. The thing about this, like not the more I read it, but even reading it the first time, a lot of his points are actually pretty all right.
The last one before that one, that was all right to me.
Yeah.
I don't seem like it's wrong or bad or right. It just seemed just what you're looking for if you want to be smart about it, you know?
I like his way of thinking that you hire some old guys with some training and you hire some young guys who are hungry for the work, and you have them build them up as opposed to, you know, these kids that just came in with a high school or high school education with a college education. And I mean, that's a problem we always had at Target. They brought in these managers that came straight out of college and had no real experience. And they didn't know how to talk to people. They didn't even know how to get the job done, let alone, you know, how to try and get other people to work for them. So it ended up being, you know, like these conflicts where it's like, I'm purposefully not going to do that because I don't like you. And that's not the way to get stuff done. But really, it's just, he has some really archaic ways of looking at women in the workplace. And just, and there was a blog post by his daughter who actually came out, and I think she's an engineer now, not in like the games industry, but saying like, all of these are kind of disgusting. But like I said, Kotaku has a really good article about it right now. And one of the game developers, I've followed him on Twitter for a long time, Rami Ismail from Vlambeer, who made what's that plane game? They've made a whole bunch of games. Most recently, Nuclear Throne, which I was talking to you about the other day. Radical Fishing, I think, was like the first thing that, or Ridiculous Fishing on iOS is like the first one that like they got a name for. And then Luftrausers, the plane game for like the PlayStation and stuff, that's kind of what they like really got their name off of. But he has a whole blog post like breaking it down point by point of, you know, making arguments about what this guy was saying in his blog post. And it's really well done. Because, like, what's that the name again? Is one thing. Browsers? Yeah, Rami Ismail. Ismail. Because really, like, that slide was bad, but just his article defending like 80-hour work weeks and how that's like, for me, just as someone who's always kind of been on the ground floor of companies, like, it's all about systems. Like, you shouldn't have to, you should be able to work smarter. And it's always frustrating when you're kind of like at the bottom of the hill and shit rolls downhill, when it's like you could, these things could so easily be improved. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that hard to put systems in place to just fix this stuff. But everybody's so entrenched in like, this is the way we've been doing it, and we don't want to change anything. And that's when it just falls apart a lot of times. It's like, that's when the free market actually helps out. It's like, okay, you guys are fucking up and you're going to go out of business now. So yeah, that's just some recommended reading for the week. The original Alex St. John article was posted on VentureBeat. And that was called Game Developers Must Avoid the Wage Slave Attitude. And then, like I said, the Kotaku post is very good and has links to all that stuff. And Rami Ismail from Vlambeer has a blog post in response to that as well. Unless you saw anything else this week, Dominic, I think that's about it for news.
Oh, I totally forgot all to say something about sports. Kurt Schilling, you know Kurt Schilling, right? Yes, the pitcher.
Yes, famous video game developer.
Yeah, that too. I guess it goes in both.
Bloody shot from ESPN. Bloody shot, Kurt Schilling.
And because he made a statement along the lines talking about how what's going on, you know, down in I forgot where this is happening. To be honest with you. I think it's probably a couple states that happened, but I forgot what state it was. With the people, transgenders going to the restrooms. He said that only men with penises should go in the men's room and women with vaginas should go in the women's room and something like that. And basically, you know, what you're born with. But basically agreeing with along the lines of what you're born with is what you should go. And ESPN, you know, doesn't tolerate people who have thoughts that's not progressive. And so they fired him for that. And he said he has no regrets. He said this wasn't...
I'm sure he doesn't. He seems like a guy that has beliefs that he is willing to stand behind. Yeah, he said,
I'm not going to. But it also goes with a question. I think one person was arguing about the guy who, Tony Kornheiser, who I listen to on the radio, and he says the show on PTI on ESPN. He said something I don't remember hearing, but I wouldn't be surprised he did say it. Somebody said he mentioned about, like, some of Donald Trump goons being, like, Nazis. Nothing happened to him. But I guess because it's about Donald Trump, and which that's why I always I think that's a little unfair, because if he would have said that about anything about Obama, you're getting fired, and I don't think that's fair. Maybe you might don't like Donald Trump. You gotta be fair along these lines about calling people along the lines of like using Nazis or something like that. I don't, like I said, I don't remember him saying that, but I wouldn't be surprised if he did say that. And then with
doesn't necessarily sound like something that he wouldn't say from what I've listened to with you.
Stephen A. Smith, what he made those comments. I forgot what the comment was, but it was back when Ray Rice. When he made a comment something about women, I forgot what it was, but he got suspended. He never got fired though, but that was people really was on him for that. He had to apologize and everything.
Yeah.
Now I wonder, did they give him a choice? Kirk Schilling, like a chance? Say you have to apologize. He said no. Then I'll be okay. It's like no, I'll be okay. Like I'll be glad that he stood up for what he believed in. You know, he not being a liar.
Yeah. And they gave him the option to say.
I didn't hear that. I just heard that they fired him.
But just outright fired. I think that's a little fair
because I did enjoy his perspective in sports. I liked hearing him talk. I mean, with baseball, especially baseball season.
I love this hockey commentary.
But it's kind of sus because from what I seen, what he said, it didn't seem malicious. Like, it's not that I agree with him, but it didn't feel malicious, what he said, to say a firing. It's sad of that. Like,
I mean, I don't want to use this word necessarily because it sounds harsh, but it's almost like ignorance, if you know what I mean. Like, he's not saying it because he's like, oh, guys with penises should be in penis bathrooms. He's saying it because, like, the way I grew up, this is the way it should be. Values for me personally, think that men should pee with men and women should be pee with women.
It's not cut and dry for me. say, like, I'm not just stating, like, look, man, the transgenders, they should choose and go with bathrooms. Like, they should be where they say they are.
We've had this conversation on this saying, podcast before, don't we?
Whatever. Just do, because technically, I can go in a woman's bathroom. I'm not going to go to jail. I'm not, because as long as I don't touch anybody, I'm in there. I mean, just like the men's bathroom. I don't touch somebody in there either. I mean, but it's like I can just go in one's bathroom technically, but it's just I think eventually somebody's gonna probably say something to me like, "Hey, what are you doing?" Like, you can't be in here. And I can say, "Well, there's no law saying I can't. I can just come in." But people just don't do it because it's society. It's embedded in our society, you know. You go to that bathroom.
Yeah.
Now, I have a girl who's transgender. I mean, who was a boy and a girl, who identifies as a girl, and he dresses like a girl. He looks like a girl, basically. And he goes into the girl's restroom. It's not a big deal. I mean, she identifies as a girl, and plus, women restroom has stalls anyway. I mean, because you just go in there. Most people just go in there and use the bathroom. They're not doing anything else.
Yeah.
So,
exactly. And that's the thing we've said before is, like, I think you just kind of, depending on how you identify, like, if you're a man that identifies as a woman, then you probably also dress as a woman. So it draws a lot less eyes if you go into the women's bathroom. And the same way the other way around. Like, if you're a woman that is now a man, you know, if you're dressing like a man and
because you go right into a stall most of the time. Like, if you don't have the
even if you're a woman that identifies as a man, like, going into the men's bathroom, it's like, whatever. But that's as long as you are getting into nobody's that role. Really been. Now, if you're a woman identifying as a man dressed as a woman, that's where it gets a little sketchier because. But at the same time, then you go into the whole gender thing of, like, a woman coming into the men's room is not going to be that crazy. You know, if a guy thinks it's actually a woman, he might be
interested in that. All depends on that man. Because some men are like, "Whoa, hold up, I don't like this." Or vice versa. But more vice versa, anyway.
Right.
If a man says, "I identify as a woman, still dressed like a man, going in, that could cause some issues. Some the women, they won't like that. They won't feel comfortable with that." So that's really
absolutely
that's where it might be a problem. That's where it lies in the problem. But that's what I'm saying. It's an iffy subject. It's weird. I'm sorry. It's weird because to be talking about this, it's like, I never to put this in legislation is weird. Like, that's what it comes to. Because it's like, it's always this risk anyway. I thought it was always implied risk because it was no law. Like, hey, you're going to go in one's bathroom as a man, there's a risk to it. You just have a risk. But yeah, it's weird. But I didn't think he should be fired. I didn't think it was a fireable offense. It wasn't him saying something along the lines like, "I hate transgenders, I hate gays," it's something like along those lines. Like, hey, I think when anybody ever speaks something towards against that, they take it as hate speech, where sometimes it's not. It's not hate speech. It sucks. It sucks that he got fired for it, but it's the world it seems like we live in now. And on a station like ESPN, you gotta be progressive, basically. You have to be, or don't say nothing, or you are progressive. like it's okay to say you hate Trump, probably, which I think that's fucking wrong. If you can't say I hate Obama, you can't say I hate Trump either. It's like, come on. It's you can't be allowed to say things like that and still be it's still all good. I mean, I don't like Trump, but
that's the world that we live in now, Dominic. You go on the internet, you find your social circles that you agree with, and you stay away from everybody else's opinion. And then when somebody else comes with a different opinion, you feel offended and attacked. because you're in your safe bubble 90% of the time.
I guess that's about it for the big city. Well, here. Yeah,
Kasich, you know. You hate Kasich.
No. whatever. I went on that tangent. But I guess that's it.
Get your politics out of my gaming podcast.
It's all politics now. This
make Super Pod great again. All right, let's talk about some new releases then, Dominic. Axiom Verge is now out on the Vita. I'm excited to start playing that. I've actually already started on the break, so I'm getting into that, and hopefully this time I'll beat it. I'm not even going to transfer my save file from PS4. There's no point, because I am so, like, it's like with Metroidvania games, like, you get so far in, and then you stop playing for a while, and then you never know where you're at. Like, when I finally get to Ori and the Blind Forest again, I'm going to have to start that game over. There's no way I'm going to be able to just pick it up and go. Invisible Ink is now out on the PS4 this week.
I took a break from Bravely Default. I got to get back into that.
Oh, yeah, you better get back into that. Banner Saga 2 is now out on the PC. Are you going to be getting that soon, Dominic?
Not soon.
Okay. I mean, you got a lot of stuff right now. Yeah. So. And spending a lot of time with The Witcher. Star Fox Zero is now out on the Wii U. Are you going
to
get that?
No. I told a dude at my job, if he gets it, I want to borrow it. Mm. That's about it. Because I was telling him, because he was disappointed when I told him about the controller, because he said he didn't like that about Splatoon.
Yeah.
Not that the motion thing. He liked that you can turn it off, but he didn't like just using that repad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know people argue about Splatoon saying, oh, but you get the...
it's more precise or whatever.
No. If that's the argument, I'll argue against that. But, yeah, the map, where you can... Okay. You can respawn. Like, you can hurry up and get next to your partner. Like, you can click where your partner is, your teammates are. And get closer to them on that map, which is cool, but I think it could have been some other implementation of that with the controller, and it wasn't fun. I mean, whatever. This doesn't feel good, holding that thing like that.
If that's the, you know, if that's what you want to take that, if you want to play on the controller and lose that functionality, that should be your choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Star Fox Zero just does not look very good, unfortunately. I've been watching some videos of it, and I want a great Star Fox game, but I don't know what that means anymore, honestly. Like, do they have to change it in,
like someone said,
a super big way?
Like, I saw someone in the comments, it's like, do you want an on-rail shooter? Because that's essentially, I mean, whether game plays like the original Star Fox 64, I mean, is that old style still viable now?
That's a good question.
And someone else said they should have been, like, changed it up to, like, maybe like an Ace Combat or something. I mean, something more open, like an open thing. And I don't know.
They had those levels in the 64 version, too. But do you want that either? Like, because then it becomes, like, a defend this point or... It's like, how does that game evolve to become something new?
I think it should have been by time now. It should have been gone to the motions.
Oh, absolutely.
Like I guess they did. I don't know how the one on GameCube played. I never played that one. I never saw videos of it.
Star Fox Adventure was great. You should play that. I really like. A lot of people talk because they're talking about now because
I see some people comments too. Say, Star Fox Adventures. Which I mean,
was that ever a good series? Like he's thinking about that now, and it's like, well, I mean, I haven't played it recently, obviously, but I did like Star Fox Adventures, and I did like that they had some of the classic levels in there too. But I think maybe that's what it needs is not an entire game of that.
Yeah.
Because in reality, the Nintendo 64, like Star Fox 64, that game took, 2 hours to beat?
Yeah, it was short.
Like, you could have 2 hours worth of flying levels in a game where, like an adventure game where you're Fox. But people aren't going to look at it that way. Oh, there's not enough flying in this. I just wanted a flying game. And it's like, well, you could either have a flying game that's not very fun because it's just these levels, or you could have an adventure game where you have the same amount of flying, but it's fun because it's broken up by a lot of other things and you aren't just constantly on rail shooting things. Like, that's going to be a hard... That's going to be a hard thing for Nintendo to figure out, I think. And they're either going to give up for a while and Star Fox is going to be on the back burner just like Metroid, or they're going to say at least it's selling because it has the Star Fox name on it and keep pumping out garbage.
All right, so is there any other new releases?
Speedrunners is now officially out on the PC. This is like a little indie game that I've seen for a while. I think it's been in like early access, and it's another couch competitive game. I'm not sure if it has online or not, but it's really neat. It's like a little side scrolling game and you're like one of four different racers, and just, it's like a super quick platform, like almost Super Meat Boy thing, but you're competing against other people at the same time. It's kind of neat. So, yeah. That's all. That's all the new releases this week that popped out to me. I think with that, we're pretty much at the end of the show now, yep. Dominic. So you can find us on Twitter, at DinoMans is Dominic. At Regulus MB is me. At SuperPod is podcast. We both check that one out. SuperPod.com is where you can find links to all the places that you can listen to the podcast, including on that website. But we also can be listened to on iTunes, Stitcher, and guess what, Dominic? I can finally say it. Google Play. It's actually a thing now.
Oh, we're on Google Play?
We're on Google Play. Oh, my God. It's official. They have finally actually started putting podcasts up on Google Play. And according to their email, Google Play Music. You have to use their official branding because you don't want to confuse people between the App Store and the Music Store, which is dumb. Yes, call it something different. Because Google Play Music, like, just call it Google Music.
Yeah. Dumb. Well, I put Play in there.
Also, they tell me not to say you can download it from there. You can stream it on there. I don't know if that's the only way to do that, but yes, all of the official branding things. You can now stream Super Ultra Podcast Arcade on Google Play Music.
Yes, you can just have it on your phone.
Check it out now. Stream
it. Your Androids.
Yeah. So, with that, guys, I think we're out of here.
All right.
Talk to you next week. See ya.